listening to Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, pop culture. It's where you find it.
What you doing, you pig-headed sucker?
Every day for the last 10 years, Loretta there has been giving me a large black coffee. Today she gives me a large black coffee, only it's got sugar in it. A lot of sugar. I just came back to complain. How you boys put those guns down?
Say what?
Whoa. We're not just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
What kind?
Let's see, what kind?
Vodka, okay?
That's right. Straight up. And, some peanuts. Lots of them. I don't care about anything anymore. What else have you got back there? I just want to eat. I just want to gorge. Hey, thanks. You're that guy. What are you doing here?
Well, I am getting drunk. Had a bad day. Very, very bad day.
Excuse me?
You win.
I hate men. Am I so repulsive that no man would want me?
No. But you're very attractive.
I love you. You're nice.
I'm not nice. I'm a hack. I'm show business garbage.
Will you sleep with me?
What?
3 years!
Oh, my God.
3 years of sunsets and long talks and loving,
oh,
supportive friendship.
God.
This is my wedding night! I'm there! I'm ready! This is a medical condition!
Gee, thank you. But, I can't.
What, are you married? Are you seeing someone? I don't care.
No, I...
You're a man! I'm a woman!
I'm gay.
Is everybody gay? Is this the Twilight Zone? Oh!
Who did that?
I did that, Mr. Harrod.
Betsy, you ruined the contest. Got 20 seconds to get out of town.
Wait a minute, that's not fair. I've only ever done what you told me to, Mr. Harrod.
Ratsy, you now have 15 seconds.
Goodbye, Ratsy.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Thank you.
Don't look so puked out. Better luck next time, fool.
Listen, punk. To me, you're nothing but dog shit. You understand? And a lot of things can happen to dog shit. It can be scraped up with a shovel off the ground. It can dry up and blow away in the wind. Or it can be stepped on and squashed. So take my advice. Be careful when a dog shits you.
You're a class act, Callahan.
A real class act.
Boom! Woo! Yay! Hey, everybody! Woo! It's Friday! It's time for Norm Mormon! Woo! Hey, everybody! Welcome to the show. It's me, the J-Strom. Welcome. Nice to have you. Oh, nice to see you. Hey, Sally. Hey, Timmy. Nice to see you guys here in our magical mirror. Welcome to the show. I am your host, but I'm not the only host. There's actually three. There's you.
Three?
There's four now, but one of us is missing, and that's Laura. Which is
Oh, she
sad.
Couldn't make it?
She threw out her back, and I, ooh, you know, I've told her. I've told her so many times that exercise stuff you do.
It's bad for you.
Bad for you.
That's bad juju.
Too much exercise. But we do have PCZ Steven. Steven the Pop Culture.
Yay!
You're alive, Steven.
He's not dead.
I'm much better.
A lot of people were concerned about you, Steven.
I was concerned. I thought he had an aneurysm or something.
I know. I was worried that you wouldn't get home all right. And because
I had a thing, besides my allergies acting up, I took Claritin, and I'm allergic to Claritin.
Moron.
So you didn't know you were? You just kind of learned that night?
Kind of, last Friday. Yeah. I looked at the what was in it, and it's I'm allergic to it.
Well, is it that phenylephrine?
It's it's the same thing that's in Tylenol.
Oh, okay.
But the acetaminophen.
Well, I'm glad that you're okay, Steven. A lot of people were concerned.
And, yeah.
I love you, Steven.
Oh, thanks.
You missed that guy, didn't you?
it made me sick to my stomach. My head was pounding, and I just was like, I can't. I got to go home. I can't take.
You know,
I've never left early.
I felt so bad because we did the DVD song three times, and I know each time your head was probably worse and worse.
I couldn't judge how loud I was. That's why it was so loud.
It was almost like your ears were like clogged up from flying in the airplane. Does that ever happen where you have to swallow and it pops or whatever?
No, I don't get that kind of issue, but I don't know if I just couldn't control my volume.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't control the volume of my voice.
Well, it's like that first time I was just so I blared it so loud.
Yeah, that was good. We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. I just want to let everyone know that there is a chat room now on nimchat.com. If you refresh, I just got home like 15 minutes before the show started. And actually my headset is broken. So I'm out in the kitchen on a USB microphone on my laptop.
Oh, you know, I was going to say your audio is different. You sound a little different. Like I could just tell like different mic or something.
Yeah, it's a USB mic that I haven't used in a long time.
Ah, well, hey, sounds fine. We can hear you, right?
All right, good.
Yep.
Say what?
Oh, maybe that guy can't hear you, but that's okay. But welcome to the show, everybody, and I hope Laura, you know, you feel better. Just get some Bengay, slap some
Bengay.
She's
in the chat room now.
Oh, good. So, you know, just Bengay. That's what I do, right? Rub it all
stop
over.
Stop exercising so much.
Yeah.
Once a week is enough.
Yeah, just sit on the couch and watch some TV every day for a week, and you'll feel better.
Or just play some Left 4 Dead.
Of course, you can do like I do. This is how I throw my back out. I sit at the computer, which isn't facing the TV, and I'll turn and look, and oh, just threw my back out looking at the TV. Oh, man, that sucks, doesn't it?
I've never thrown my back out, but I have had that where you pinch a nerve.
Right.
And it makes it's hard to breathe. No matter which way you turn, it hurts. Yeah. But I've never thrown my back
I've
out.
Had neck problems now for, it's probably, I'm going to say a year, but it's probably been like 3 years now, and I should really just see somebody about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you guys a couple months ago when I was flying somewhere, we hit bad turbulence, and I mean, we dropped, you know, I don't know how far we dropped, but I kind of woke up and I was all arms and legs akimbo in the air. You know, the seatbelt was the only thing holding me in. Whoa. And I landed on the armrest, and I had this big knot on my back from it, from landing on the armrest.
Damn.
So
do you think you had a fracture?
I either a bruised rib or a cracked rib.
Jesus.
Or something.
You should have taped yourself up.
Wow. It's like, ah.
Better luck next time.
Everybody's getting back problems now.
I know. We're all so old. The older we get, the more we'll be complaining, right? So how are you doing? Saying, oh, got ache in here. Well, that's nothing. What about my neck? Oh, Bill, what about you? And, you know, we
all
just go
all this
on.
Rain's got my joints acting.
My knees are hurting. Just, can't walk.
The whole show is us bitching about our...
garbage.
Hey, what does that mean? Well, guys, you know, we're here for an exciting show of film, television, and pop culture. And here's the part of the show where we just talk about random things. Bill, let's talk about video games for a second.
Video games? What are those?
We love the video games. I played the demo to this game that we were actually really excited about at one time. It came out. We weren't excited anymore because we played it. And that's The Force Unleashed 2. And, you know, they've got another book and everything. And I got to say, when did this come out? Was it exactly a year ago? Or is it
sure seems like it.
Yeah, we bought the novelization. We read it. We're excited about the game. We played the demo. It's about this Jedi that's Darth Vader's apprentice, but he learns that he's not all bad. He's got all these awesome Sith force powers, but he turns good.
He falls in love.
He falls in love and all that kind of stuff. Well, and
the book was great.
It was. And then when you play the game, the camera is a pain in the ass. There's guys running up behind you, and you're like, well, let me just rotate the camera over here so I can see who's hitting me in the back.
And almost everything we loved about the book was cut out of the game, story-wise.
Right. There was none of basically, the book was to fill in the gaps, and it was a video game, you know? They had some cool cutscenes, but it was almost like after the book, I'd rather just watch a movie, you know? I don't want to play the game. Because
we would see all these like previews online and be like, oh, so that's in the game. Oh, so that's in the game.
Yeah.
Turns out all the cool parts they show in the trailer.
Yeah. So
it's like the movies.
Now this new demo comes out, and I got to say, it's badass cutscenes I've seen so far. Some cool, it's, you know, it's just one level you get to play. And then when it's over, it's like, oh, maybe because there's some badass force powers, you know.
I got the book today from Amazon, and I got to say, it's pretty badass cover.
Yeah, it looks, you have two lightsabers, which we all know is the total geek out. You go online on YouTube and look at any Star Wars fan film. Everyone always has two lightsabers. Nobody can have one. Two lightsabers, woo! It's like,
better than one.
I remember when Lucas was talking about the first Star Wars, how the whole idea of the lightsaber battles was like they were holding broadswords. Mm-hmm. So it had to be two-handed, and it's gone from that to the ultra light.
Those things don't weigh a thing, I guess.
It's totally retconned. It's just he's changed it completely. With time, they got heavier, I guess.
Yeah, I always imagined almost like if you hold a lightsaber, it'd be top heavy too. Like, but actually, the blade wouldn't weigh anything, would it? It would just be the hilt that would weigh something.
Yeah, the hilt would weigh. It seems but would it be fighting
would
the...
Would there be any weight to the beam? It seems
I'm just saying the beam cutting through the atmosphere, you know, resistance.
Yeah, would there be... It seems like... I mean, it's totally geek conversation, but...
That's why you have to be a Jedi to handle it, because of the weight differentials.
Would, like, if you were used to a sword and you picked up a lightsaber, it'd be like, whoa, this isn't the same at all, you know?
There's no resistance, so you got to know how to control.
Right. You to be someone badass like Qui-Gon, you know? Yeah,
you have to have force abilities.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
midi-chlorians, Mr. Qui-Gon.
So in this new game, Bill, it deals with cloning. And at first I was like,
yeah, that's what I said to you. I was like, you know, I don't know the story, but it involved clones, and clones are just bad.
Symbionts.
Yeah, what are symbionts, Mr. Qui-Gon, sir?
What are midichlorians?
It's just some bullshit.
Yeah, but I remember back in the original Star Wars when he's like, the Clone Wars. And you're like, whoa, that sounds cool. What could that be? And you think your entire childhood, you never know what it is. Finally, they show you and it's like, oh, it's something that's lame. Oh, okay.
It's something, you know, you think Clone Wars and you think two different factions of clones fighting one another or something, like a clone rebellion.
Yeah.
But it's clones fighting friggin'
robots.
Well, not even androids, just robots.
Yeah, so it's basically robot on clone violence that, hey, no one's offended by this. Woo! You know?
Yeah, there's no moral quandary there.
Yeah, you could just have, like, people dying, exploding. It's no big deal. Yeah, it's called no weight to the story. So
way to go, Georgie boy.
I must go, Master.
Yeah.
But the game looks good.
Yeah, the game looks badass. And I was going to say that there, I forget what it's called, but when you work up enough force energy, you can hit both sticks, Bill, and you go into like a force rage where you're like, rawr! And you do like this concussive blast where it like just is awesome. Where you're just like, yeah, awesome.
I think I saw that in the commercial where they're in like a snowy area and Vader shows up and he goes into this force blast and he disintegrates the stormtroopers that are around him.
Right. And you know, one thing I got to say about the cutscenes of this game, Darth Vader is scary and he's a badass. I love that there's action scenes in there where shit's flying around and stuff and he stands his ground and he doesn't even flinch, you know?
It's about time.
He comes off as really menacing. And I don't imagine Hayden Christensen under the helmet. So no. It works.
Yes.
Yes, yes, what?
I would rather think David Prowse, the old guy with no...
Yeah. Well,
he actually did have eyebrows until the special edition.
He had eyebrows and the lava melted them off, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we won't know anything until the game comes out again, Bill. But remember, I was like saving up money or I had a gift card for my birthday or something.
I do.
And I was like ready to buy it. I was going to go out and all of a sudden I see a message pop up. Bill goes, don't buy it. And I was like, what? What do you mean don't buy it? It sucks. The camera sucks. It's got we'll talk about in video games, high bullshit factor where you keep falling over and over again until finally you want to scream. It has that to it. So I was like, I guess I'll hold on to my money.
Yeah, I had bought it for the PS3. It was like one of the first games I ever bought for it because I only used it as a Blu-ray player.
Right.
And I got so annoyed with it. I was like, you want to play it? Here, have it. Sent it to you.
And I played it for a while until I got stuck on one jump. And I was kind of like, you know what? Life is short. I'm taking this game out. I'm not going to try anymore.
One problem I've always had with games and lightsabers is with a lightsaber, you should just be just absolutely decimating everything. It should just score right through them. But with the game, it's like you're just hacking and hacking and hacking and hacking.
Yeah.
And there's like no connection to the realism.
What I love about this game is you have different attack abilities, and one of them is the Jedi mind trick. And it's so much fun because you're fighting these guys. And even I've noticed some of the powerful stormtroopers, you can do a mind trick and go, your general is a traitor. And he goes, my general is a traitor. And he'll turn around and start shooting at the lead guy. And they're like, oh, what is he doing? And you can do stuff like that. Or like, you're lost. You don't know where you are. And the guy's like, where am I? And he jumps off the edge and falls to his death and stuff. It's really cool. You can do stuff like that. So, so what do you think, Bill? Do you think you'll pick this up and check it out?
I'm gonna play the demo first because Fallout New Vegas comes out the same day, and I'm a Fallout junkie. I love Fallout 3.
The thing is, I noticed the game comes out the same day as my birthday, so I was like, I don't know.
Is that the 26th?
Yep, sure is.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, well, we'll leave this subject with this question, Steven.
Symbionts.
Yeah, that ponder.
Pondering symbionts.
But, okay, here's another thing.
Ponderous symbionts.
So ponderous.
Are you an angel?
No.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Heavenly.
Are you a moron?
So, Bill, The Walking Dead is coming out October 31st on Halloween. Really excited about it.
Oh, God, and am I excited about it.
This week on the internet hit a 17-minute kind of little, you know, it's like piece-together press kit kind of thing. But watching that and showing the different actors and talking about it, and it's got Robert Kirkman on there, Frank Darabont. It's just like, I'm really excited about this. It just looks really badass, you know?
You know who I'm most excited about? And this is so crazy. Dale. Jeffrey DeMunn playing Dale, it's so perfect.
He's the guy with the hat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I saw him, I didn't know the actor's name, but I've seen him in everything, including Frank Darabont movies. The guy is perfect for that role.
Yeah. The only problem I had is Andrea is too old. But that's not that's the girl that ends up becoming the sharpshooter.
Yeah, I almost prefer they just get someone that's a great actor. You know what I mean? And
I have no problem with that.
That's the girl
just
who was in The Mist.
She's a little older than I would have liked.
Yeah, because in the comic, she seems like a teenager, or at least like 20 years old or something like that.
Yeah, she's in her early 20s because she hadn't really lived a life. You know, she was taking care of her sister and
right.
all that stuff.
And that's another thing is what I love mostly what I've heard about it is they change some stuff around. So even people that read the comic will be surprised by things. We will.
At first I was put off by that, but now I'm kind of excited.
No, I'm honestly excited about it because I'm a fan of the comic. I really like The Walking Dead, but there's always, you know, I've complained to you about it. At times I get, it starts to bother me. I almost feel like it's too stream of consciousness. I feel like this is like one draft that Kirkman did. He just wrote this overnight and then published it. It almost feels like one thing leads into another and there's not a lot of, I don't know. There's not a plan to it, and that's okay. But sometimes I almost feel like I have a problem with this with any zombie work is when people do stupid things. And you got to have stupid people. I understand that there's stupid people in life, but also
they should never be main characters.
The aspect we want to see is how they survive. It's all about survival and what they go through. And there are at times where I'm like, oh, come on. They wouldn't do that. There's no motivation for this action to happen. And what I'm hoping with the TV show is they tighten it up a little is all I'm saying, you know? No, I'm not saying anything to disrespect the comic, but I do think there's room for improvement.
There definitely is.
Absolutely.
Now, Anakin, we're past
your stuff.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've really, really enjoyed trade paperback issues 10, 11, and 12.
Nice.
I thought they were really tight and really well done.
See, I've read up to 9, and I liked where that was going. But what is it? Volume 8 is pretty damn shocking when that ends. And I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of the thing where you throw it across the room. I've had enough of this shit.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Because basically they put their characters through a meat grinder. And sometimes you can't take it anymore because you care about the characters. And you're like, oh, come on! You know?
Especially as extreme. It went really, really extreme.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, if I had Robert Kirkman's phone number, I go, hey, you're an asshole. You know, hey, who? Hello?
I wouldn't even want to talk to him. I'd call him an asshole and hang up.
But then by the next issue, you're like, okay, I'm getting used to this
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
Hello? Yeah, you're going to call me an asshole again? No, I'm going to say great issue. Well, you're an asshole. Hello, Mr. Kirkman? But seriously, when you have somebody like Frank Darabont who's like, I love your comic, I want to make it, it's like, okay, where do I sign? You know, it's really cool. Everyone should check that out. But, you know, guys, we got some voicemail, and let's check it out. What do you say?
Yeah.
How many people are going to ask if Steven's okay?
Hopefully all of them.
I think so.
You know, I didn't answer anybody. You know,
did you see my
tweet?
I did have an aneurysm. It blew.
Well, did you see my tweet today? It was like, Steven, are you going to do the show or are you dead?
he's dead alive. He's a zombie.
And I was thinking, well, he won't reply if he's dead. And you didn't reply. And I was like, well, he's not showing up. All right. Our first voicemail is from Chris. Let's check it out.
Hey guys, this is Chris from Central Illinois, and I just wanted to call in and see how Steven's doing. I'm very concerned about him. And also, I was listening, and something about this week really made me think about how awesome Foggy is at his job. I mean, hitting new drops every week, right on, you know, perfect comic timing. They're wonderful. I guess maybe that's because it's his only job. I don't know. He's pretty much useless otherwise, but... But anyhow, the drops this week were good enough to make me really notice and laugh my ass off. So thanks for what you guys do, and I'll be listening next week. Take her easy.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm concerned about him.
Yes, I am.
Thanks,
too.
Chris. I'm feeling much better.
And, you know, we shouldn't compliment Foggy. It goes straight to his head. But thank you very much, Chris. I hope you got to your destination okay, because it sounds like you were driving. Now we have another voicemail, and this was from Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Let's check it out.
Hey, Mulberry. It's Sean here up in the clouds talking to you from above. I won't take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to call and make sure that PCZ Steven was okay after he fell ill during the last episode. Hope you're feeling better, buddy. And I also wanted to reply to Ross's voicemail and say, in the words of Jason, sign me up. For NimFest. Hell yeah, I'll be your roommate. Count me in. It'll be awesome. I hopped onto the forums, actually, and one of the posts from, I forget who, they were mentioning Ross and Adam's voicemail, and they said, you know, if Sean's voicemail had mentioned either Ross or Adam, it would have been like the inception of all voicemails, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yes.
But yeah, so definitely sign me up, Ross. So, oh, by the way, I just read that Netflix streaming is going to go 1080p with 5.1 surround sound on the PS3 next week. Pretty awesome. Just thought you guys might like to know that if you haven't found that out yet, because it'll be pretty sweet to get all that sweet HD content streaming. Love Netflix. Anyway, Mulberry fellas and gal, have a great episode this week. All right. Love you. Bye.
Thanks, Sean. Love you too, buddy. Now, you know, that is cool, Bill. That's going to be 1080p.
But you got to have a massive pipe for that bandwidth.
I know, but I'm going to say the picture never bothered me, the HD picture. It was the fact that it was 2.0.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it'll be 5.1 now.
Sometimes on stuff that has really dark scenes, you can see the macro blocking.
Yeah.
But it's not that bad.
It's almost like, it's Netflix. I forget it. You know, it's not,
yeah,
it's not
you're
a
just
Blu-ray.
You're watching a rental, basically.
And you remember that show that I always talked about we watched called Mercy, the nurse show that got canceled last season?
Ooh.
The season is on Netflix in HD, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to rewatch this show, right?
What yeah, but that cliffhanger sucks.
I know. We'll never know. We are Bill,
you
fan
kept
fiction.
Telling me, watch it. And my dad even loved it. And then I got into it and went back and started watching it, and I got hooked.
I know. I got to start writing some fan fiction of that. And you know what? I watched that documentary, Bill, that you sent me called the Best Worst Movie about Troll 2. And it's really entertaining, and I gotta say, the scariest part is when the guy who played the dad in the movie, he's like a really cool guy, you know, he's really kind of aw shucks, nice guy. This guy's like, I wrote a script to Troll 3.
Oh gosh.
And he starts telling about the script. This guy wrote a fan fiction screenplay for Troll 3, and he's telling him about it, and you can just see the guy going, kind of like, how do I get out of this conversation? And the guy's like, here's the script, and it starts right here. And you're just like, dude.
You know, you kind of get the point whenever you're watching the film that the whole reason the movie is as bad as it is and as entertaining as it is because these Italians assume they knew what an American family was like.
Yeah. And I love they keep saying that. They go, well, this line doesn't sound right. He goes, no, that's how Americans talk. And they're like, oh, okay. I wouldn't know. I'm not American at all, right? You're from Italy, dude. You don't know what you're talking about. And the thing I love about the director, Bill, is how he seems very serious and he really, he's really into film. You know, it's very important or whatever. The first time he goes and he sits in the audience, like you were talking about this last week, and they're like, okay, everybody, what is it about horrible movies, but horrible watchable movies? And it kind of like shows his face there, and you can almost see like things going on instead, like, wait, what did he say? A bad movie? You know, exactly. It's like, no, dude, this is the worst movie ever made. And they show Rotten Tomatoes, like Plan 9 from Outer Space, like 17%. And something else was like, I don't know, like 7%. But it was like Troll 2, 0%.
Yeah, and he starts getting really belligerent, especially at the Alamo Road show
right
thing they do, where they actually go to Utah where it was filmed. And the cast is answering questions, and they're answering about how bad it is. And he starts yelling back from the audience, like, "You don't know good film."
Yeah, do you remember the guy goes, "Excuse me, I have a question for the director. Why is it called Troll 2 if there's no trolls in the movie?" And he goes, "Wait, what did he say?" He said, "Why is it called Troll 2 if there are no trolls in the movie?" And he's like, "Oh, you don't know what you're talking about." It's like, what? And I love how they're like, the first Troll had nothing to do with Troll 2. So basically, somebody bought the movie called Goblin. They're like, let's slap Troll 2 on it, put it out on VHS and sell it. And it has nothing to do with, you know, the first movie or anything. It's just, yeah, it's hilarious.
When the guy that plays, is it George Hardy, I think is his name. And he goes to that that convention in the UK, no one's there at the Q&A, and then he's walking around the convention talking to other people that have only ever been in one movie, like Nightmare on Elm Street 5.
Yeah.
You know, and he starts getting kind of worried, like, I don't want this to be my life.
Yeah.
And he's talking to these people, and they're like, oh, were you in Troll 1? And he's like, well, there was really no Troll 1.
It's like so confusing. It's great. Everybody should check it out. Somebody on Twitter was telling me they were watching Troll 2 for the first time and stuff. Immediately watch Best Worst Movie. I keep wanting to call it Worst Best Movie. Best Worst Movie.
It hits Blu-ray and DVD early November, I believe. But I felt they really missed a chance by bundling it with the Troll 2 that just came out.
I know. That would be cool.
I won't allow it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, we have...
It has something to do with hospitality.
Yeah, something that has to do with that.
Hospitality. And you can't piss on hospitality. I won't allow it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Actually, it makes no sense at all. But we have another voicemail. This one from Rick. Rick's back. He doesn't hate us. Rick. I was thinking, oh, he's finally sick of the show.
Yep.
But he's back. Let's check it out.
Hey guys, what's happening? Sorry about last week. Yeah, I've been really busy lately. And instead of 2 or 3 days a week, I'm working 4 or 5 days a week. So yeah, I'm very busy compared to my do nothing all week schedule. So I watched Repo Men last night. Yeah, with Jude Law and Forrest Whitaker. That is one big pile of shit. you gotta watch it because it just doesn't make sense in so many places, and you're constantly asking, why is this happening? Why do they, what the
Rick,
hell?
No, you're this watching it stupid. Wrong.
Oh, I'm guessing one of them's gonna get a heart or something, and the other one's gonna have to hunt them in.
Oh,
wow, that's amazing.
He was drunk while watching it.
Put his shirt off in a few places. Wow, he's shirtless. I never would have thought that. I never would have thought that would happen. Well, anyway. And I'm very excited because I'm going to be in America on the 29th of November. So it's not very far away. Oh, just over a month. So, and the Aussie dollar is kicking ass. Yeah, 99.6 US cents. Last time I went to America, it was 76. It's gone up to 99, might even go above it. So I'm kind of holding out, you know, gambling a bit, going, oh, it could go up a bit more, let it ride, or it could crack. But I'm holding out until I change my money over, you know, get a good deal.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be some sweet sweet spending money.
I'd do it right now.
I know that.
You know the term in America, badass? He's a badass. Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
Oh, really? You have? Okay, fair enough. Well, in Australia, we don't say ass, we say arse. So you can't say bad arse, it just doesn't sound the same. Oh. And if I go to say it, sometimes I say bad arse. Oh man, he's a bad arse. Anyway, I don't know why I'm
sounds telling okay you about that.
Doesn't really seem to be connected to anything. Maybe you said it last week or the week before. Yeah. But anyway,
shut up, dog. Watch out for the
have
dogs.
A bad, have a bad arse show. Yeah, see you next week. Bye. This was Rick from Australia.
No, Rick, what we say here is...
raunchy, very raunchy.
Yeah. And what you say in Australia is...
raunchy, very raunchy.
Exactly. See, there's a subtle difference, but if you listen closely, you can hear it.
They didn't even try to add the echo in the dub.
You know, and Rick sent me an email saying that he forgot to mention that he thinks he knows what junior flip means. He thinks it's a burger term when you work in a restaurant, the junior flipper learning burgers. Basically, it means somebody who's like a noob, somebody who's green, junior flip. And okay. I was like, well,
hey, it makes sense.
Good enough for me.
Yeah, why not?
Sounds good.
Junior flip. For that week only, I was calling everyone Junior Flip, but I moved past it now. But just for that week, it was awesome. People, what's that? What is he talking about?
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, let's check out entertainment, everybody. Woo! Now, I've seen that Red is getting some pretty decent reviews, Bill.
Everything I've seen is that, you know, it's not fantastic and it's not bad. It does what it needs to do.
I would like to check that out tomorrow night. And the thing I'm interested in is Clint Eastwood doing this movie called Hereafter.
I don't care about it.
But I don't think he's ever done a movie with this kind of subject matter before.
Chick flick?
No, I'm Hereafter? No, about
yeah, it looks totally chick flicky.
Well, it's a Matt Damon can talk to the dead, right?
Yeah, basically.
But I don't know what you mean by chick flick. Like
it just
like
looks
women
very
like
everything about the review or the previews of it just seems very.
It looks really sad to me.
I guess it just for some reason it seems like overly emotional, and I always kind of tag those movies with the chick flick tag.
I just, you know, I'm almost afraid of Clint Eastwood movies after Mystic River. I wanted to just basically off myself when that movie's over, and I don't want to feel like that again. So I wish he'd make another Josie Wales movie or something.
One of those movies that like kicked you in the balls repeatedly and didn't apologize.
Right.
Smith and Wesson and me.
Oh, like
Maybe
Sudden Impact.
Harry Callahan movie, yeah.
Awesome. You know what? The thing I love best about the Dirty Harry movies is the sound of his gun. Wasn't it awesome? And you know what's funny? And the remix, you guys got, okay, it's a very, like, distinct sound. Okay. Now, go.
It sounds like they're firing into a barrel.
Well, go back and watch the remastered version of Star Wars: A New Hope. That scene where Luke and Leia are in the whatever you call that thing. They're on the elevators out, platforms
ledge,
out,
yeah.
And they swing across on the grappling hook. While Luke is trying to get his grappling hook out, Leia's shooting her blaster, and it sounds like this. And I was like, what the hell? She's got a .44 Magnum all of a sudden.
How's she firing that carbine with one hand?
It's like not like that in the original movie. It's like they went, hey, let's add some Dirty Harry sound effects.
Add some muscle to that.
Oh. One thing I like about it is also anything that's glass in the area shatters when he fires that gun. It's like, whoa. Just like high pitch
because it shoots it's through everything.
The shockwave from the muzzle.
I love that. That's awesome. So that's cool. Let's check out what's on our TV, guys. Unless you have any other movies to talk about, I can't think of any.
I want to go see Jackass 3D.
Oh no!
Only nice. Because I love that sort of stuff. I love crude, ridiculous stuff.
I can't get into that stuff, but I'm not saying I'm above it or anything. It's just
some of it, I find some of it funny, and some of it is just...
It's like hit and miss.
Yeah,
or
it's
whatever.
Hit and miss for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, it is.
And it's almost, I can't go to a movie theater to watch it. I haven't seen any of the other ones, though, but I saw this trailer to this new Nick Cage movie. Have you seen that, Bill?
Oh, the Drive something 3D?
Yeah, it's a 3D movie where he comes back from hell, and he's... trying to save his baby. It looks completely ridiculous.
Drive Angry.
Drive Angry 3D. But it looks like a lot of fun. It looks completely ridiculous, but fun. It was almost like, it looks like what Ghost Rider should have been. Because we all know Ghost Rider sucked ass, and the effects were horrible. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that was on TV the other night, and I just started watching it. Like, maybe it'll be okay. No.
Yeah, it kind of sucked.
Who did that?
But
when he first turns into the Ghost Rider.
Is this like the head's not staying on his body well enough or something? It's floating or something?
Yeah, it's a really bad effect.
And I never thought Ghost Rider was that cool in the comic anyway.
No.
It's, a drawing, a flaming skull. It's like, oh, badass. It's like,
I never read any of the original ones where he was actually like an Old West kind of guy.
Yeah, I didn't
But
either.
That sounds cool to me. I'd like that.
It's a Jonah Hex ripoff, isn't it?
I guess so.
All right, let's check out what's on our TiVos. Woohoo! Now, I wonder if you guys knew this, because I was surprised by it on my DVR. It just magically appeared. Cake Boss is back. And they're back in the homeland. They're back where they're born at. Well, actually, Buddy, he calls it his, where he grew up, or where he visited throughout his life. He wasn't actually born there. But
he grew up in Jersey.
They're back in Italy, or some back area.
Boonies of Italy.
Wherever they're at is beautiful, though. I mean, it's just gorgeous. Everywhere they're going, it's just, I was just like jealous of it. But, you know, we also have Buddy. He's there. And I noticed that he didn't bring all of his family. Uh-huh. Mm. No Remy, Bill. He's there with Mauro and his wife and kids. And he's got his kids.
Remy
and,
out of the state.
Here. And he's got Mom.
Well, I thought they would have done that, like, long before Remy got busted.
They might have. Basically, right now, this whole season looks like it is them there. They're not at Carla's Bakery at all, because I saw scenes the next week and they're still there, and they're there right now for a wedding. They got to make a wedding cake, and his cousin, he's getting married, and she wants a 17 layer wedding cake. And, you know, of course they got to go 17 layers. How am I gonna do that? You know, we got to find somewhere to make this cake. Everything's like, they're freaking out.
I gotta use cement pylons in here to hold the cake up.
So it's just him and Mauro. His name is Mario. Why do they call him Mauro? I still don't know.
I don't
know.
Get that. It drives me nuts.
But they find this local baker. It's like, hey, can we make a cake here? It's like, oh, sure, buddy. So they go in there, and they're like, it's hot. It's really hot in here. And they start making the cake, but it starts melting, and this is them freaking out.
But they haven't learned from that already?
I know.
So the venue where my cousin's having his wedding was kind enough to let us use their baking facilities.
Baking facilities.
Whoa. This is where we gotta work, dude.
Facilitations.
Small. Wanna work on top of stoves?
And hot.
Huh. At this point, Marl, we gotta do the best we can. We gotta work with what we got. This is what we got.
First, I gotta make the sponge for both cakes.
All right.
For the baby shower cake, we're making a cake that looks just like a diaper bag.
Huh?
Mauro starts stacking and filling his cake with chocolate sponge and chocolate filling.
It looks like baby shit.
I mean, what pregnant woman doesn't like chocolate?
Maybe a pregnant woman that likes vanilla?
One that's allergic to chocolate?
We're loading up with pickles.
I mean, look at this. It's like a sloppy mess. I don't know what... look at this stuff. Look.
It's like a sauna in here.
It's boiling.
So Mauro's already icing the cake, and it's so hot in that kitchen. It must be like 90 degrees. The buttercream's actually melting off the cake.
There's no way we could finish this cake in this room. Absolutely no way. This is...
What do you mean we can't finish this cake in here?
Well, not in these conditions. You gotta get somebody
together. Let me call the chef and see if we get some air conditioning.
Chef!
I mean, I can't work in here. It's just too hot. This cake ain't gonna make it.
Per favore, veni qui per favore. Fa caldo qua. Huh? La torta è tutta sbagliata. Per favore.
Stai calmo, non ti preoccupare, troviamo una soluzione. C'è un'altra stanza che c'è l'aria condizionata e puoi lavorare meglio.
It's Italy, there's no air conditioning.
So the chef said we could actually sit down and look where the air conditioning's working.
Air condition, baby.
It's like this is they go all the way to this country and it's the same old shit as in Hoboken.
Why didn't they just use the air conditioned room in the beginning?
I don't know. But they got to have a scene here like this. Like, buddy's like, whenever you're here in Italy, it makes me think of scooters, motor scooters. Everybody's zipping back and forth. So he gets on one. He's having the greatest time of his life. He's smiling. He's riding around. All the sides. It's beautiful. But what do you guys think is going to happen?
Mama. He crashes it?
No. We can only
kill someone?
No. Keep guessing.
Mama gets
Remy shows up and tries to rape someone.
Let's check it out, Remy. Remy, you jump bail.
While I'm here, I want to experience everything that Italy has to offer.
I've seen a pizzeria.
And when I think of Italy, I think of scooters. So I borrowed a couple of scooters from
Mario.
He's
my favorite Muppet.
We can ride around Altamura. But Mario's too chicken.
Come on, man. Look, don't be a chicken.
I'm going back to the kitchen. Can't even get it started. You want me to go on these things?
Come on, get in the bathtub.
No, I'm not doing this.
Isn't that music slightly offensive?
I'm going, man. I don't care. I'm
it just plays
a
on
time.
A loop the whole time
Talk
you're
to
there.
You later. Watch out.
Driving around in that scooter was such a great break from the cake. I mean, I'm driving around, I'm smiling,
I feel like
saying,
one of the sons of Anarchy.
We're going to go to Belfast.
Having a great time.
When you're in Italy, there's no better way to see the sights than on a scooter, baby.
It better not
Was
be.
Was that him?
So I'm driving down the street on my scooter,
no, they have problems with
and
scooters
then I hear
too.
A voice that I can never forget.
Are you crazy? You better get back here, or I'm gonna run after you.
Make her run after
you. See
you
try, Grandma.
I about this. I don't want you on here, whether you're in the America, whether you're in Italy. You don't belong on it. So, I don't like it. And you ain't going to do it in front of me. As long as I see you with it, I'm going to tell you how I feel. Namma biash.
I mean, I'm a grown man. This is getting embarrassing.
I got a pork.
It is.
I better mean it. Over there.
It is sad.
Start walking. That's what I've been doing. You don't see me on a scooter.
That's what the locals do.
People look at me in the street. I mean,
asshole, Leo.
And I don't want you on a moped, a motor, whatever you want. That's it.
I wondered, how did he get the moped back to the guy he borrowed it from? He never drove it back.
Mama drove it.
One thing is, when she's yelling at him, they cut to an old man missing teeth. Watching her yell at him, and he's like smiling and laughing his ass off. It's like a grown man getting yelled at by his mama. What a pussy over there.
And then his mama comes out and drags him in by his ear.
So pathetic, buddy. But later on, not only does he ride on a moped again, a scooter, a Vespa, he takes his
Princess Vespa.
Him and Mauro's wife, they take their kids on the mopeds too. And I know that would freak her out. And I was hoping that would happen. But never happened. Because it's all staged. But yeah, I can't wait to see what else happens. By the way, this is an hour-long episode.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to end.
The one thing is when they go to their family and eat big banquets of food, you know, just this huge spread of food, that made me hungry. And I was like, why don't I have a family get-together like that? Where there's all this food and shit. And what about Bill? Did you see the part where they play the old film and it was his dad and they're all crying and stuff?
Yeah.
This guy, he must have been magical. This is like Walt Disney or Disney or something.
Disney?
It was. He was the Walt Disney of Jersey.
I mean, I'm sure he was a nice guy and everything, but the whole show is like in honor of the father. I guess that's fine. You know, there's nothing, you know.
He was magical.
I got choked up a little, you know?
I honestly did, too. I mean, it was like that scene in Christmas Vacation when Clark Griswold is in the attic covered in old clothes watching old home movies of past Christmases.
Right. And when Buddy said, just think, back then I was sitting in this exact spot or whatever, and he's getting all choked up. And it's like, oh.
It's all like philosophical.
Now, guys, Lawman was on again this week for some reason.
It was.
And let's forget about crime and all that stuff for a minute. Seagal decides to take all of his buddies to an authentic Japanese restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I got to ask you something. Well. There was one thing. A lot of it was raw food. And one of the things, he said it was raw lobster tail. And I thought this was just, there was something weird about this. The lobster was on a spread, like the guy carries it, was a giant boat, and sets it in the middle of the table. There's a lobster with its tail peeled open where you could eat it. The lobster's still alive, though. Mm-hmm. That seems kind of effed up to me.
No, that's what I've seen that, where the moment you kill the lobster, the meat toughens up. So you have to eat it while it's still alive.
That seems cruel to me, you know?
The Japanese, they're screwed up. I'm sorry. That's the way it is.
They don't care at all, do they? So let's check this out. Oh, there's, you know, the one older black guy who's one of the partners of Seagal. He's always on. He won't eat anything. He thinks it's all gross, and he's just going to sit there and be crabby about it. So they're teasing him the whole time, and he's getting more and more pissed as it goes on. Let's check it out. And let's see if Seagal seems a little condescending here, because he's eaten this food before, and they haven't.
You guys ready to have some good food?
I'm gonna need a call, but I'm not. You gotta try. Have you ever tried?
Oh, look at that. Bing, Lord bing, have mercy. Bing. Lawrence, look at this. That's lobster. They cut open the tail so you can eat the meat raw.
The lobster's still moving.
Watch
so
this, Lawrence.
I didn't care for it much because they brought it out still moving.
Lawrence, you want a penny?
That is not my kind of food.
Can I eat them?
Well, that's what we're here for, is to eat them.
Wait, this doesn't seem authentic Japanese food.
That's Japanese blues.
Nice.
And a special kind of red clam. Lawrence, why you didn't eat nothing yet? You're the only one on the team who hadn't tried this. We have shrimp, this special sweet shrimp meant to be eaten raw.
I'm not nibbling on it. Let me show you what.
Oh, something's
that.
Coming.
Ta-da!
Oh, that's waitress, I guess.
She's well, these are delicacy right here, boy. Take a look at this face now. That's related to somebody I know right there.
It looks just like Lawrence.
We want you to try it, Lawrence.
I do not want to try it.
One, two, three.
So what is this, sir?
That's uni. That's sea urchin gonads.
Sea urchins have gonads.
Yeah.
You want a piece?
I'm really dumbfounded.
Did he say sea urchin gonads?
Yes.
It's sea urchin liver.
Okay, Lawrence, how much you want to bet the next thing that comes he could eat? Now, if Lawrence don't eat this, he gonna get a lab. Finally, he's eating bar.
You like this, huh?
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm just messing with Lawrence. I like to give him a hard time, but it's all in good fun. All in all, I thought it was a pretty good night. The guys brought in their palates. We had some of the best Japanese food that we have in Lawrence.
They ain't going there.
The guy, he was lying to you. You did not eat gonads. I eat gonads, everybody.
Hey, why don't you bend over? I eat your balls.
But one point, the guy goes, you need to broaden your horizons. He's like, broaden, bloop. And I was like, what did he say there? But you know how they do the Seagal eagle vision where it goes, there's a part where they chase this guy down. It's like an apartment complex. And they're looking for clues. Like, what, did he stash something here? And there's nothing in there at all except a barbecue thing. You know, a little cook.
Oh, so it looked like side where he sees a with a,
you know,
print on it.
It has a lid on it. So it's the only thing there. And they're all like standing there like, I wonder, could he stash something? And it goes on the one object there. And he's like, wait, let's look in here, guys. And he opens up. There's a gun in there. It's like, dude, anybody could have found that there. But they had to do the eagle vision thing. And you know how people are always like, oh, my God, it's Steven Seagal, right? These two dudes get pulled over, and the guy has a gun in his car. And his friend is picking it up and stuff, and he's waving around. So they see, oh, shit, cops. So he tucks it away, and they get pulled over. Turns out the gun is legal and everything, but the guy is obviously drunk who's driving. But his other friend is, like, really excited that it's Steven Seagal. And this just – it's a short little clip here, but I thought this was funny.
That's Steven Seagal.
I don't give a – it's Steven Seagal and a mayor, dude. Shut up.
He doesn't give a crap. Because he's going to jail. I don't give a crap if it's Steven Seagal.
I wonder if there's a rash of crimes being committed by people that think they're going to meet Steven Seagal.
I just wanted to meet you, man. But yeah, nothing happens on that show. I mean, yeah, ever. they do catch criminals, but it's just kind of like a laid back kind of
laid back, slowly catching criminals.
Yeah, but even the episode where he's shooting and it shows what a great shot he is. There was this new one where he's trying to get a perfect shot. It's just him shooting at target. It's just like so boring. I'm watching him shoot at paper. Yeah, but he does it again, I guess. Like swords last. I want to see one where Seagal is like, to master the lightsaber, you must become one. And whoa. He's talking about the Force just like he's all into it. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I only use two lightsabers.
Whoa, Seagal. Master Seagal.
I did a midichlorian count on myself. And it's off the charts.
When I was training with Master Frank Oz.
That's your blood glucose meter, Steven.
Poor Seagal. He doesn't realize he has diabetes.
You're diabetic. It's 200.
Now, did you guys check out The Apprentice?
No, I didn't get
a chance to watch it.
Do you guys remember in that Celebrity Apprentice where they do the fashion show and Clint Black is horrible?
Who can forget that?
Well, I didn't
think seared into my mind.
This week they had to do a runway, you know, fashion show for the men had to do one for women's shoes and the women had to do one for men's shoes, right? And he picked the black guy Gene and the guy Dave to be like co-MCs. And it's hilarious when they fought the whole time on how they were going to do it. Like, they didn't have the order right of what the model and what shoes she had on. And that the papers, you know, the guy Gene got confused. He was the guy, I think he was in the military or something. And he's real unorganized, so he decides he's going to use a laptop there on the podium. You know, it's like a fashion stage. He's got this big old laptop, and he's holding it. He looks like a dumbass, and Dave is up there standing next to him. And the thing is a complete disaster. And just listen to this audio. I actually had to hide my eyes because you see Trump there. His cute secretary is there with him. And the people who run the shoe company are there, and they all look embarrassed because I don't even think I could. You guys just got to hear this. It's awful. So bad.
Team Octane would like to introduce you and welcome you to Rockport's Women's 2011 Spring Lineup. The theme for tonight is simple. Rockport wants you to look good longer. So let me introduce you to Gene.
Oh, wait. I forgot to say one more thing. When he's got his laptop, he's just reading technical stuff from the website. He's not really, like, letting it fly. Like, this beautiful shoe right here. He's just saying all the technical stuff, and it makes no sense at all.
Gene?
Oh, Gene. First up, we have Andrea sporting our Luciana bubblegum patent leather sandal. The footbed is lined with our Otoprene technology, which gives ease and comfort in the heel, cushioning the foot in a responsive and dynamic push-off.
The whole set.
Next, we have Cheryl, who's wearing a quarter strap woven in a biscotti color. The full-grain leather is durable and easy to clean, extending the product life. The breathable polyurethane, moisture-absorbent, odor-resistant cushioning helps keep the foot dry and comfortable. Next, we have Audrey.
Audrey's the name of the shoe.
Wearing our Jada quarter strap stripe and a uniform winter white.
I almost threw up when I hear Gene mixing up the names of the shoes and the names of the models. It was awful. It was like watching a horse die.
Christine is sporting our Katya Sanda slide.
A horse?
In brown. Alicia is sporting our bubblegum star leather mule. The fabric lining has Aegean antimicrobial
microbial.
Lastly, Tracy is sporting our Luciana sling black in an ultraviolet patent leather. The arch cookie for support and comfort makes the shoe and you look good longer.
Unless the women sent naked men out on stage or did something completely stupid, we've absolutely blown this task.
And you know what was funny when he said that is the women put together a good fashion show, but they were like, let's have all the guys come out in their underwear at the end. It'll be great. And some of them are like, I don't know. But they all come out there in their boxers, and Trump is just kind of like, what the hell? And you can see the guy, the CEO of the company, is like kind of turning red, like he's embarrassed. And it's like, wow, bad idea.
What so do naked guys have to do with shoes?
I know. And I love the guy goes, unless they have them out there naked, we've lost. And I was like, oh, they did have them naked. But, you know, they were in underwear. But that was just bad. And I've never seen Trump this kind of pissed off before. I've seen him kind of get annoyed. But he's just like, what the hell, man? This embarrassed the crap out of me. He was just really pissed off. And I thought it was funny that he was so pissed off about it. Because he's just like sitting there mocking the Gene and the way he talked. He's like, he didn't make any damn sense. Let's check this out because it's hilarious. It was a fun boardroom. Just see him go off on these guys.
I can tell you it wasn't even close. Wade, what was that mess all about? That was a total mess.
It was a total mess, and I was embarrassed, and I owe you an apology.
Oh, you sort of know it.
I knew this was coming. I was embarrassed, and I owe you a complete
apology. But how do you pick Gene, who obviously has never done this before, talking about crap that nobody wants to hear? Whose idea was this?
You know, Gene did say he had some experience in public speaking and emceeing.
Well, do you think he did?
I've got to believe a guy when he tells me that.
Well, yeah. But every other word was like mispronounced or.
I don't disagree. I
watched Brandy, who was so professional. Is that a correct statement, Catherine? I mean, she was so good. It was incredible.
She was a pro.
I'd use her right now. In fact, if I'm going to do something, I think I'm going to use her. First of all, Gene, you walk in with this big computer. Why not take a piece of paper? See this? I have a lot of notes on this piece of paper. I put it in front of me.
Well, there was.
I see what's going on. Right. I look down, everyone. You walk in with this big, globby computer. You couldn't even see half of your body. And you start reading off a computer. And you were having a hard time reading, obviously, because every other word was mispronounced. And I don't know what the hell happened.
Well, that wasn't our plan.
And by the way, David wasn't great. But Gene was terrible. You talked about every aspect of these shoes.
Right.
The only thing you didn't talk about was how beautiful they are.
Right.
It's technologically this. It's right. Odorless. It's every damn shoe. I don't want to hear about odorless. I want to hear that they're beautiful.
I totally agree. Gene's got a very nice voice, as you can hear and hear. I have confidence
in Gene. Nice voice. I don't know if he has a nice voice. He couldn't read.
Unfortunately.
He's looking at his computer and he's, well, let's see. This is really great. This is the worst job I've ever seen as an MC. Give me a break. Just out of curiosity, how do you pick David to go up there? This isn't about comedy.
You know, nobody said anything about my selection. I picked it. Nobody challenged it. They both said they had emceeing experience.
David, what did you think of your selection to go up there and make a jerk out of yourself?
Sir, I how put my hat that? In the ring for it.
You more than put your hat in the ring.
Mr. Why didn't you put your hat in the ring?
He wants to harass
well,
women.
I knew how much we were going to have on our plate during the course of the day.
Now, you said what?
Did you hear this part where the other guys, they had to go get clothes for the women, and then Dave, in his defense, he's like, they wanted to harass women. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? Because he hates that guy because he calls Dave out.
So he wants to find them. So he didn't want to do anything else but go shopping with women so he could help pick out bras and clothing for them.
Well, when
picking
you say harassing bras, women, you're saying
I mean,
he
that's
likes
a very
women.
Harsh accusation.
You don't mean harass. That's a pretty the word harassing. This guy doesn't have to harass women.
Did you
he's
see
a
me harass
guy.
One person?
There was not a single
okay.
person harassed.
He's not harassing every, women.
Excuse me, Mr. Trump. Yes. I'll take responsibility for the performance that was given there. I will take responsibility for that.
Gene, who should I fire?
you know, you got to make that call. You know, if, like I said, with me, as far as backing up my project manager, I wanted to give Wade 120%. The performance could have been better.
Could have been better.
It could have been a hell of a lot better. But look, I'm not a guy who's going to run around blaming people.
That's
so I'm going to take responsibility for that.
That's fine.
So if you want to fire me, go right ahead.
All right, Gene,
but I think
you're fired. Wade, you're fired.
Nice. Double firing.
Double fire.
Go. Good luck. Go ahead.
Whoa, thank you. Double firing.
The rest of you guys, go back to your suite. You were terrible. Terrible.
You know, the funny thing is, you know, they first have the men and women in there, and they kind of pussyfoot around on who won, and they kind of tried to start some shit. But, like, who was the weakest? He didn't do any of that. He was like, I'm not going to mess around. Women, you did great. You won. You did fantastic. And they're like, oh, okay, well, yay. He goes, you guys go and watch this because these guys, they were terrible. They lost, and I want to fire one of these guys. They're like, okay. It was just like immediate. It was hilarious just of how like annoyed he was by the whole thing. Good stuff, guys. That was the episode to watch.
I'm sad that I missed it. I just had way too much stuff to get done this week, and I forgot about it.
Now, do you think we should go ahead and take a break or talk about Hell's Kitchen first?
I don't know. There's a lot that went on. I mean, it was two parts.
Yeah, it was. They had the special 100th episode. Let's go ahead and cover this real quick. It won't take too long. There was a special guest visitors on the first episode, and let's just play this for you guys.
The red team.
Hello?
Is in for a big surprise.
What is it? They're not saying anything.
It's Steven.
All I hear is breathing. Hello?
Let me handle this.
Hello?
Hello, it's Penn and Teller. Open the door.
What?
Open the door. Show us around this place.
Why is everybody screaming all the time?
Just the morons.
And Teller, in front of me.
Now, congratulations. You guys had all won here.
Teller was rude. I said hi. He didn't say anything.
Just in awe. These two guys are great magicians.
You want an envelope?
Yes.
And we got gifts. This is the top of all tops.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm about to come back up in here and party. This is the awesomest reward ever. It is so cool.
Do we get a picture with you?
Totally.
Yeah,
I
love it.
One, two, three, smile.
I wish I could share this with Booga.
I'm a huge fan of bullshit. That's what I just wanted one of them to say. It would have been great.
That would have been great.
Now, there's a bit of controversy here because they had the 100th episode of Hell's Kitchen, right? So they're going to have
means
all
can
the
go into syndication now.
They're going to have all the previous winners, right, Bill? Won't they?
No.
No. And I'm pissed because you guys know who we want there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's check this out. What the hell?
Over in the red kitchen, Trev is giving his teammates the cold shoulder.
Trevor, do you need help? I can help. Are you sure you're after wanting help? Trev gives him the cold shoulder. I'm not doing anything.
No, I'm an ignoramus and I'm just going to everything up tonight. I'm tired.
Since sarcasm.
I'm just sick of being taken for granted by the girls.
You all right, Trevor?
I want a babysitter. I'll hire you.
I don't know what his problem is. Maybe he's on his period or something.
Somebody's using my
that's
pot
possible.
For a spoon.
The spoons are already in that pot, actually.
Are you menstruating, Trev?
You can't relax.
Come over.
He's got a cicada up his ass.
Okay, tonight is a very, very important
evening.
Up there
while he was sleeping.
It's a black tie event. Invitation only. Hell's Kitchen is opening for its 100th
invitation
time.
Only.
Hell,
we haven't heard of cicada
yeah.
yet.
Yeah, that's just awesome. That we get to be a part of that. I mean, what an honor.
Well, there'll be a chef table from East Kitchen as well. And the guests dining at those chef tables have a very special connection to Hell's Kitchen.
Uh-oh, who's coming out that limo? You know, I'm getting real excited.
Say good evening.
Maybe it's like Kobe. Maybe it's Diddy. Oh, I hope it's P. Diddy.
Who's Diddy?
Kitchen's three winner, Rock.
Stone.
Hell's Kitchen four winner, Christina.
Not Christina.
Hell's Kitchen's five winner, Danny.
Hey, the
and
Velvet
Hell's
Hammer.
Kitchen's most recent winner, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you. To see the winners, that reminds me why I'm here, and I need to step up my game. I watched every season. Damn, that made me teary-eyed, man.
She really is retarded.
Made her teary-eyed. What?
I can't believe it. It's Holly, yo.
And Dave was having surgery on his hand again.
He must have. And
hey,
he was
at that last finale.
There's no way they knew who Holly was, because there's no way they could film these seasons if they weren't like at the same time. It doesn't make any sense. But where the hell was Dave the Robot is what I want to know. I mean, come on. It's Dave the Robot. You got to have him back.
He was probably the most talented that's been there lately.
Well, he was also...
the most robotic?
We were huge fans of his, right? I mean, more than any other season, I was like, I'm rooting for this guy. You know?
Colorado, he actually had a character. Lamb.
And plus, he talked in this cool way, you know?
Barf all over the plate.
Exactly.
I've got so much heart and soul.
God, I wanted him back just to say something.
He got it from the wizard.
Awesome.
Everybody's gunning for you.
Because,
oh, no. Everyone get down.
Because there's a part where they were all sitting there, you know, at the tables watching them and kind of like talking a little bit. And I just wanted to hear Dave just say something, and he wasn't there.
I don't want to have a pretentious menu.
Wow, bummer.
God, he was great.
I want any robot to feel at home here.
Makes me nauseous.
Now, Bill, there's this part on the episode where Gordon Ramsay has his family there, right? All of his kids.
Yeah.
And what is that guy, Vinny? Is that his name?
Yeah, the greaser.
Yeah, Vinny, with this East Coast accent, he... He makes some risotto, but Mr. Chef Ramsay says, you made way too much risotto. So he's like, oh, okay. So he sets it aside. And I don't know, because of editing or whatever, how long it's been sitting there. Yeah. But they're like, come on, where's the risotto, Vinny? He's like, I'll just use this that I made too much of. And Gordon Ramsay calls him on it. How dare you not make fresh risotto for my family? And I was wondering, how bad could it really get just sitting there for a second? But maybe it's been sitting there longer, but the editing made it seem it was there for a minute. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I know he's very strict on nothing waits, right? Like, if you make a steak and the other shit's not ready, just throw it away, because it all has to be ready at the same time, right?
That's the whole point.
All right, let's check this out. I don't know. It kind of seemed
timing.
Yeah,
timing.
Food.
And one VIP table is hoping their father will make sure that they get fed next.
It's your family.
Here we go. An order, 6 of the table one.
Yes, chef.
3 wings, 1 mozzarella, 1 risotto, 1 truffle salad.
Yes,
yes,
chef.
Yes, chef. My family.
We better get this order right.
Vinny, are you ready on the risotto?
No. Vinny, I need the risotto. What are you doing?
I can't sit there and, you know, go like this and have my risottos magically finish.
Hurry up, Vinny. We've got to go up now.
Yes, chef.
I grabbed the risotto I had just sent up for the previous table. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yo, I'm going up for risotto, guys.
That's not fair. That's old. I'm trying to get away. Hey, Bozo, come here, you.
Yes, chef. What happened?
Yeah, shut your fat East Coast mouth.
Yes, chef.
This table that you just sent me that for happens to be my family.
No, what are you doing?
And
you
put even a poison in my family with this old risotto.
Look at me. You
5 minutes old.
You can't be bothered to do it. F*** out of here. Whether it's my family or not, if your family were here, or your family were here, or your family, I'd make your family, or your wife, your children, a fresh risotto.
They stick
that
point
in there. Yeah, that's the I served 5 minutes ago.
Okay, refire. Come on, guys.
5 minutes.
Everybody's really happy apart from your family.
Apart from my family, yeah. Come on, Vinny.
Yes, chef. Sorry about that. Won't happen again. I'll fix it. That's all he wants to hear. And that's it.
Hop behind, chef.
Vinny has quickly made a fresh risotto.
Well, there's this part where also they're waiting. His one son hadn't, everyone else was eating, but he's like, where's the mac and cheese for my son? And finally he gets it. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't like runny mac and cheese.
Oh, God, no. I hate runny mac and cheese.
He takes a bite of the mac and cheese. You see all the cheese dripping off of it. And I'm like, nasty. I like it to be like not
congealed.
Yeah. I don't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want it dripping at all. I like my mac and cheese.
Cheesy, yet.
Sticking to the macaroni,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, this is delicious. I was like, that shit looks nasty. It looks like pudding or something.
It's macaroni soup.
It was like, but finally they got rid of Boris. Good Lord.
I can't believe he's been here this long.
I know. He was horrible every week. And he's like, all right, Boris, you're out of here.
I think he was afraid of him that he'd get like
everything.
A hit put out on him from the Russian mafia.
You know, I think it's funny. Like, I mean, I know Hell's Kitchen is junk food, basically. The show is just the same shit every season, and somehow I'm entertained by it, but the show just is, it's nothing. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's the smell.
Yeah, it's nothing useful.
But
it's not, there's not a whole lot of character. It's just, it's junk food. You're right. That's perfect.
I still haven't figured out who's going to be at the end, but I think that one Asian chick will be one of the final people. She doesn't seem to mess up. Grace or something? Or?
She did at the beginning. She was very sloppy at the beginning.
That redheaded guy that took charge that one time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be one of the one, last ones for
oh,
the
yeah,
guys.
The guy from last week, yeah. He seems like a real dick, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's kind of, there's like, some of the people there seem okay, but they're also an asshole the whole time. So I don't know. Maybe that, what about the guy Rob? Have you guys noticed he does this weird thing with his mouth when he's cooking? He's like going, he just like shows his, he like does an underbite where his teeth stick out.
Yeah, it's like that kind of like white man dance kind of thing where you do the underbite to like concentrate
yeah.
hard.
Yeah, he does that the whole time and it bothers me. It's almost like
I didn't notice that. He reminds me. I will notice it now.
Like, there's a part where, Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He's trying to get Ferris's attention.
Yes.
He's like, "Good dad, he's in the queue." And he's doing that face. That's what it reminds me of. So I see Cameron there. But, I mean, yeah, good stuff. But like I said, I can't figure out who the hell is going to win this thing. It's so funny how early on every season it looks like there's no way anyone is going to win this show. They all suck. And, you know, I almost imagine, like, the wine company, like, going, oh, we don't want this person representing our wine.
Hey, we may be shitty wine, but they're shitty representative.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, Mr. Ramsey. I mean,
never in my life have I heard Rosemont, highly rated wine.
Very good for you.
God damn it!
Oh, there's Cameron now. So what do you guys say we take a break?
Sure.
And we'll be right
back.
Let's
do it.
Let's do it.
Aegean antimicrobial.
Say what?
G.I. Joe will return after these messages.
Save on milk this week at Super Duper. Super Duper 2% low fat milk is just 79 cents a half gallon. Super Duper ice cream, Buffalo's favorite, in assorted delicious flavors is only $1.19 a half gallon. And two loaves of Stroman's ranch style or king size bread are just $1. Two big loaves for $1. Get your child a free Lifesaver emergency tag at any Western New York Super Duper. It can mean life to a child in trouble.
Last year, over 2 million people got their first taste of NutraSweet in, of all things, a gumball. What's NutraSweet? It's a sweetening ingredient that isn't fattening, isn't artificial like saccharin, tastes just like sugar, and sounds just too good to be true. That's why we mailed out all those free gumballs. Taste it for yourself in products like these. NutraSweet, the sugar-free taste of sugar.
It's heavy!
I found the way to the gold.
Pitfall by Activision? Quick, to the Atari video computer system. Here, show us.
First, climb down the underground passage.
Oh, yeah.
Leap over scorpions.
Set.
Swing over the swamp. Crocodile.
The gold.
Did I mention the targets?
Pitfall, a jungle adventure game designed by David Crane from Activision.
This isn't just another bubble. It's the beginning of a taste experience. Sprite. The beginning of the sensational lemon and lime flavor that tingles, excites, and refreshes. Sprite. Clear and caffeine-free. Experience the clean, crisp taste of Sprite. The bubble is only the beginning.
They're here.
They're here? Bobby, they're here.
They're here?
Yeah.
McDonald's new chicken.
chicken. Chunks of chicken, a crispy batter, dip a bit of sauce. Sweet and sour. Honey.
And barbecue.
Hot mustard.
Three sides of two.
6, 9, or 20.
New chicken McNuggets.
A winner.
McDonald's and you.
And they're here.
The Transformers. Autobot versus Decepticon. Good against evil. Metal against metal. Titans clash with Earth's fate hanging in the balance. Awesome heroes.
Megatron must be stopped.
Spectacular showdowns.
It's over, Prime.
The battle rages on. The Transformers.
Wait, wouldn't you like to save lots of money on your fabric softener?
But I like Downy.
Try this new super concentrated Downy.
Save money? This is more expensive.
Use this new super concentrate and you can save more than 15% because this 1 liter bottle does the work of 3 1-liter bottles of regular Downy.
But it doesn't cost three times as much. I will save lots of money. But does it work like my Downy? Hey, the same Downy softness. Same April fresh smell. And it controls static cling.
New super concentrated Downy does everything Downy does and can save you more than 15%.
We love to get pizza to go. Except my family won't let me pick it up anymore. I don't know what happens to me. I get possessed. I get crazy. I can't help myself. I have to have a slice right then and there in the car. There is a problem. Do you have any idea what it's like to try to piece together all of these slices so that they'll look like a whole pizza again? Listen, it worked when the kids were little.
Skittles, bite-sized candies. Oh, so
smooth, splurging.
Snacky light.
Sandy, saving.
Super orange.
Sneaking.
Spunky lemon.
Yeah.
Colorful candy shells. Fruit flavors in the middle.
Single-handed bite-sized candy-coated Skittles.
Scrumptious fresh.
Sharing. Smile.
Sweet strawberry.
Sorry. Yeah.
Taste our rainbow muffin flavors in Skittles.
There's nothing like waking up to my fresh-baked cinnamon rolls.
Oh, that poppin' fresh dough.
Hot cinnamon rolls.
Ah.
I can see them rising in the oven.
Oh,
that cinnamon.
Ah.
I see melting in
the oven. Oh, that poppin' fresh dough.
Pillsbury cinnamon rolls.
Oh, I can taste them.
Mm.
Ah, oh, poppin' fresh dough.
These trained professionals will demonstrate how to collect and win the Easy Winner Cup game at Burger King. Collect stickers from your Pepsi. Match the game card and win a new car, a night in the town, and more. The more stickers you collect, the better your chance to win. Even the grand prize, a new car and a 2-week trip to your favorite Burger King town, even Hawaii. So hurry into Burger King, because the more stickers you, the better your chance to at Burger King now.
This high-performance drink cleans your fuel system to help maintain peak performance. STP Gas Treatment, the high-performance drink for your car.
Give me an X! Give me an O! Give me tic-tac-toe! Well, everywhere I go, it's X's and O's. Makes me feel so hungry for my tic-tac-toes. They're so tasty.
Chef Boyardee!
Tick, 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 tic-tac-toes.
New tic-tac-toes, a good hot meal. And when you get 3 X's or O's on your spoon, you win.
Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee.
Tick, 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 tic-tac-toes.
With and without meatballs.
Yeah!
Skinny sticklets, fat with flavor. See how skinny, taste how fat.
Sticklets gum gives you 9 slim sticks instead of 7 wide ones in a regular pack.
See how skinny, taste how fat.
It's Friday night at the Smith House.
I'll be here any minute.
Jane and Mike are having a party.
Did you pick the music?
8 guests, friends.
Spinning.
The food, the music, the lighting.
Candles?
Nothing was left to chance. When suddenly...
Glasses?
Spotted.
Spots?
Spots.
We don't have time for spots.
You don't have time for spots. So use Cascade. The sheeting accent rinses spots away.
Maybe they'll be late.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Don't take chances. Use Cascade, because you don't have time for spots.
Epic. The perch is on the branches, lives among the leaves. Friendly Carly Cardinal, talking about trees.
Sometimes people take for granted about the best things ever planted. But they should be enchanted, should appreciate their trees.
It's like watching a horse die.
Oh dear, that horse is dead. Shout out to my sister Laura. She text messaged me during the break saying that she wishes she was here with us. Aww. I wish she was here too. I wish she was here too? Does that even make any sense? Hey, Bill, are you there? I don't hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You're just being real quiet.
I forgot that I muted my microphone. I tend to do that.
No problem. You know what's funny about Top Chef Just Desserts? Finally, this week while watching it, I was like, these people, you know, usually Top Chef, the regular show, it's classier than like a Hell's Kitchen. You know, it just seems. Yeah,
absolutely.
This,
it's people that have actually done their work in the culinary world.
Right. But I'm going to say these Just Desserts people could fit right in on Hell's Kitchen. Especially
because they're all insane.
They're all like, she needs to go home. She's not that good or whatever. That girl, Heather H., the Asian girl, she says that about everybody. I don't even know what they're doing here. I could totally do that in my sleep. She says it all the time, or her nephew could do that. And they had this weird thing where they had to make a dessert dress or something. Yeah, they had to make a dress out of desserts.
Okay.
And that one girl, the other Heather, so confusing, she doesn't make a dress with any pastry. She decides to use, like, what is that stuff? Leeks and lettuce and shit like that.
Cabbage,
yeah, greens. And they're like, what the hell? And I don't know. This is basically, I didn't know what to do on this clip, so I just made a clip of them all bitching the whole time. And saying things that seemed kind of inappropriate. So let's check it out. What do you guys say?
Okay.
Sounds awesome. Wait a second. Technical difficulty. We lost Bill. I was trying to call him during the clip and be all slick. Hold on a second. Hold on there, mate. What's going on here?
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Bill, what's up? We're doing a show. I don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, it's probably because he's on his laptop or something. We'll just, Bill, call me back if you're listening, just when you're ready. All right, yo. What did I think of this call? I didn't even get to talk to him. What are you asking me that for? He didn't answer. What the hell? The only reason I knew that he gotten cut off is because a big box appeared in the middle of the screen saying, what did you think of this call? Was it good? Okay. It's like, what? I'm still talking to him.
Aren't I?
What the hell's going on over here?
And you're like, wow.
I was.
God damn it!
It's all right. Calm down, Cameron. It's going to be okay.
We'll get a hold of Bill shortly.
All right. Let's play some interlude music as we get a hold of Bill. This shit is awesome. Hand farting music. This is my favorite part. guy's a genius, man. Come on. How does he do that? It goes on forever. Take your time, Bill. Woo! How great would it have been in the original Star Wars? There wasn't that band, but hand-farting aliens. They should do that for, like, a reissue of Star Wars.
They're doing it with their underarms. You got some with their underarms, some with their hands.
Hell yeah. He doesn't like you. I don't like you.
You either.
Oh, yeah, check this out. He busted out a tambourine. Wait, how's he playing a tambourine? He's got both his hands.
Maybe he's jinking up with his feet.
Ah. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Holy shit. If this guy needs to have an award. I don't care what it is, but he needs to be awarded something. Greatest hand fartist in the world. Jeez.
Holy. I can get like one noise out of mine.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Bill, it's me, Jason. What's up?
We were trying to do a show with you, but... and laughter.
All right, Steven, let's check out what happened on this week's Top Chef Just Desserts. It's hilarious.
Hey, chefs, stop what you're doing. Tools down.
Oh, my goodness.
This challenge was about making edible fashion. Well, there's more.
I'm already feeling overwhelmed by this challenge, and whenever there's a twist or something, I panic, and I start to not believe in myself, so I'm pretty much screwed. I mean, I know I'm screwed.
The winner of this elimination challenge...
Way to stay positive.
...will receive $20,000.
Cha-ching!
That kind of creamed my pants. This could pay a lot for me when I go back home.
I hope that gives you even more incentive to win this. All right, chef. See you tomorrow. Stress is hot. I'm going to take it home with me tonight.
Morgan, are you getting turned on?
Yes.
You look at Morgan's? Look how skin tight it is.
That guy Morgan, you know, he's kind of the guy who's like, I'm the only heterosexual here. He did this like really tight kind of sequin chocolate dress. It did look really cool. But that girl, Heather's like, he's disgusting. Check this out.
Just sticking a bunch of chocolate round plaques on. I could have easily done that and be finished in 2 hours. I mean, draping is a lot harder.
There's going to be me and my mannequin tonight.
As a person, I find Morgan to be kind of trashy. You know, he degrades women.
Damn, you's a sexy bitch.
You know, he calls us babes or honey in the kitchen.
Oh, dear. That's pretty...
I find that very disrespectful.
So disgusting.
I see my dress, and the turnips on the bottom have definitely dried up, and I don't like how it looks.
Oh, Heather C.
Okay.
She has some radish dress that she was sewing for 3 hours yesterday.
Oh, my God, Heather.
I'm sorry, like, what are her accessories? Ranch dressing? Maybe some croutons?
That sounds good. No, some Thousand Island, Steven.
This is Italian. My burlesque warrior.
Nice
I was
oily.
Inspired Catalina. By the strappiness of the shoes. Her bra is actually made from plungers, which I found at Albertsons.
Oh,
and this one
tasty.
Is actually wearable. I could take it off the form and have it on you in 10 minutes.
We'll save that for later, Zach.
Okay. And then every burlesque performer needs her passion fruit pasties with lemongrass white chocolate swirl. And then you never know when you're going to need to touch up your makeup. So these are coconut black tea makeup kiss bonbons with pineapple gelée.
Thank you, Zach.
You're welcome.
From what I've seen so far of Danielle in this competition, I'm not quite sure why she's here.
She needs to go home.
Her dress.
Oh, dear.
It's not really a lot of technique. I mean,
so
you can string a bunch of carrots and make a necklace. I think my 6-year-old nephew can do that.
Don't you feel that the dress was lacking a little bit of pastry technique?
I know that there wasn't any chocolate on there.
Or anything sweet, for that matter. You are a pastry chef. You're not a garmage chef.
Everybody on the show, at least.
Except for...
Oh, I think Steven's back. Let's check it out.
Steven? I've never left.
I'm really confused, aren't I? I think Bill's back.
I'm here.
Why does it mute whenever I hit call? Jesus! Whenever I'm going, okay, let's see. It cuts off because I'm calling you. It's weird. Hey, Bill!
Hey,
sorry.
For some reason, my modem just dropped out completely. I had to recycle it.
You know what we played?
What?
While you were out? The entire hand fart version of the Cantina song.
Oh, damn it.
It was awesome. I don't think I haven't listened to that whole thing in a long time. I almost want George Lucas to insert that in a new version of Star Wars. Can you just picture?
I don't know about that.
The aliens.
They've done like an alternative audio track.
That would be so sweet. I'd love that. But we're talking about Just Desserts, Bill, and how catty they are and stuff. And, you know, I'm entertained by the show, but it's just not the same without Seth, is it?
Could anything be the same with the mentally ill person?
Damn, you's a sexy bitch.
I thought it was funny that guy Morgan, that girl Heather, the Asian girl, she's like, he's disgusting, he's very sexist, and he's talking to his dress when they show that. He goes, damn, you're a sexy bitch to his dress. I'm like, oh, I see what you mean now.
Yeah, he's a slight misogynist.
It's disgusting.
He's really disgusting towards...
Towards cake dresses?
His cake dresses.
I don't think we can put up with him.
Who is we, sucker?
All right, guys, let's talk about the Smallville, because this week Supergirl's back.
Yes.
Okay, you know, I know this show, I've gotten used to the effects being what they are, but I'm gonna say this week's effects were horrible. The part where the sign,
saving them the budget for something,
that sign is gonna fall on people and all of a sudden it stops and it clumsily Supergirl's holding it. It was horrible, wasn't it?
I know.
It was really bad. It was the same company did the Jeep last week, Bill, in the desert. They're like, hey, these guys did a pretty good job. Let's hire them to do the Supergirl effects.
The Matchbox Jeep.
Well, there's a scene here where Supergirl's trying to teach Clark how to fly, and they're on a CGI windmill. They're in the digital domain. They're in the lawnmower, man, basically. I was waiting for Job to show up.
I'm God here.
What are you hiding, Clark? I was waiting for something like that. Let's check this out. It's awesome. The best part is when she says, focus on the butterfly, and when it flaps its wings, it's like... That was awesome.
This is easy for you, huh?
It's not easy or hard.
Okay.
It just is. I mean, I reach for the sky and the world just falls away.
It's poetic. They're
very
super
philosophical.
I'm not thinking of anything. I'm just in the moment.
I don't ever think about anything, Clark.
Why is he listening to a baby cry?
When I try to clear my mind, the more I hear.
Horrible gas down the street. All I hear is the wind in my brain.
Force the noise out. Why don't you just focus?
All I hear
on
is Mr. McGregor down the street dropping a deuce.
That butterfly. Live inside that one noise.
Whoa, that's a loud butterfly.
It's the butterfly effect.
Make it your whole world.
Right now there are people being... Their houses are being knocked down. Didn't you love this? Yeah, he's flying! Woo! I wanted to hear an engine cutting out.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, how many times is he going to fix that barn up? Jeez.
It's a start.
It's not flying if it's mostly falling.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone against your father's wishes. I shouldn't have helped.
The guy's
you.
Dead. Oh, how are they talking to this guy?
You're doubting your powers. You're frustrated. You can't focus. You are not ready.
You need to get laid, Clark.
And do nothing.
The darkness, it came to rip the universe 3 weeks ago. You think it's just going to wait around until you're ready?
Blood.
Just leave it to me.
3 weeks
ago? I'm your
ago?
Second cousin. Exactly.
What? What is it?
I think I know how I came here.
I remember a portal from a dark area last season. Let's check it out. On top of this building? Huh?
It's my bunghole.
So they, whatever. That it's just silly. But do you guys like Darkseid? He's inhabiting this radio host thing. For one thing, the radio host, it starts
he's
out...
He's inhabiting Glenn Beck.
Yeah, but the guy is so laid back. He's like, superheroes, they're not really good. Oh, wait, is something at my window? He's just like really low-key.
All of a sudden, he's got like...
Why is there a crow at my window?
He goes from a guy who is like doing this late-night talk show that... Probably 15 people listen to.
And now he's... How fast did he write that book?
To writing book this book.
Yeah.
And hundreds of people.
I know. And I love, like, he also likes to go to S&M clubs.
Club hell with one ale.
Yeah, what the hell was that? That was hilarious.
Hey, Lois looked fantastic.
It was just funny, like, I'm going to go, oh, S&M club. Okay, let me just slip in the dress. And it's like, the writers, hey, okay.
We got to get her into something.
Yeah, because I'll never forget that one season where I was like, what are they going to do? Get her in a strip club? And then the next season, the next episode, she was in a strip club.
The Star-Spangled Banner bikini.
Good times. So, okay, we've talked about this. It's the final season of Smallville. They're in no rush, are they?
Oh, no.
To tell any kind of story.
No, they just kind of want to take their time.
Okay, Jor-El is
dead. The only story they could tell...
The only
thing that they could really get to is him becoming Superman and it just ending.
How is Jor-El telling them anything? He's dead. I know they've got those crystals, but is his like consciousness in the crystal?
Even if it's his consciousness, it's not him.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He's mad at Clark where he doesn't want to tell him anything. So what does he do? He calls up Supergirl on her cell phone, wherever she's been looking for her mom in space. I don't know.
She got her cell phone, crystal cell phone. He can
it's
call her
galactic.
Wherever.
I guess we can all just be patient and see where it goes, right?
Who's we, sucker?
I mean, I can. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not waiting.
I just came back to complain.
Now,
I just watch it out of habit at this point. I'm just waiting for it to end.
Where has Supergirl been all this time? Was she just flying in space looking for her mom?
She was doing what the Bryan Singer Superman was doing.
Floating out in space.
I'm going to go fly in the deep recesses of space in a flying egg like Mork.
Nano.
All right, Fringe. Let's talk about that instead, because that's a much better show.
Yes.
Good Lord. There's this... this has to do with shapeshifters, and I thought it was really cool how they set it up at the beginning of... I almost want to jump to later on, but the beginning with the senator, and he's dealing with the kids with
the lemonade.
He seems like a sweet guy, and then he gets in a wreck, and it's the shapeshifter. I thought that was a really cool touch.
Yeah.
But there was the scene when it began with Peter and Olivia, where they're in a restaurant, and they're kind of observing people. And cut to... I want to go ahead and talk about that later scene when Peter was talking about where you notice things about people, but you kind of ignore it. Does Peter know it's not Olivia? Because it seemed like he does.
He has to.
he's just playing her right now, or he's waiting to see what she's doing or something. Because he pretty much gave it away that he knows that she's different, or you've been acting different ever since you came back from the other side. I don't know. It seems interesting there. But that one scene where in the hospital where Gordon Ramsay, I'm sorry, Newton is shooting everybody, that was hardcore, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was crazy shit. And I thought Broyles was going to get shot for a second. But we know that Walter now has he owns Massive Dynamic. And there's this great scene where Astrid goes into the building. And she says her name to get in. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is great. Watch it. Listen to this. I was going to say watch this. What am I talking about?
Agent Astrid Farnsworth. I'm here to see Dr. Bishop.
I've got an Astro Farnsworth.
That's me.
That's me. Let me in. Astro. But they have this body.
Hi, George.
Of the senator. And they're trying to get it working, and Olivia, you know, it's Folivia. She doesn't want it to because they could find out about it.
She's trying so much to take them away from this guy that Peter has to know. Like, who is this?
Yeah, she's even like, well, they're like, bring the senator's wife in here to reboot his memory or whatever. She's like, I don't know if you could do that. Wouldn't you be like, wait a second, why are you in such denial about this?
Wouldn't you want to try anything?
And there's this great scene here where after they kind of fail, he creeps out and starts talking to her, yelling weird things about their anniversary that she talks Walter into getting something to eat. And there's this scene here that I thought was pretty funny where he's trying to discover where the memory banks are. And that's another thing. They keep referring to the guy as a machine, but I almost thought they were humans but using like this technology. What is
it? They're like half machine, half organic.
Right.
It's mimetic polyalloy covered in...
You know, I love the storyline of the guy, like the sleeper agent, and Newton goes to his house and he goes, we need you for something. He's like, well, it's been like 5 years.
That was awesome.
He's got a family and a wife, and he's got a little boy, and he didn't want to do it. He wanted to stay there. I thought that was great that... There's a scene here where it builds up to he gets on the elevator with Walter, and he's a shapeshifter. He needs to kill him and take his identity, right? And you expect that to happen, but the guy wants to be able to go back to his family. It's a pretty cool touch, but let's check this out.
Hungry.
I'm eating for comfort. I think that I put that poor woman through, and the most activity we saw occurred in the shapeshifter's ass.
It was his lower spine, Walter. Look, animal cookies. You love these?
No. Belly loved them. I occasionally eat them to honor him, that is all.
Walter, I'm just trying to cheer you up.
Thank you. Belly always thought that dinosaur cookies would have been a better idea. Velociraptor. Dilophosaurus, yum.
You know, I was more of a Stegosaurus fan myself.
That was Belly's favorite, too. Funny thing about Stegosaurus...
Walter, what just happened?
I'll be right back. Oh, don't eat my pudding. Did you know that the Stegosaurus had a brain in its ass?
I love that he's talking to the shapeshifter right now.
The Stegosaurus has a massive cluster of nerves above the rump, the sacral ganglion. Evolutionary leap, separating short-term memory from long-term memory. Belly, you ingenious son of a bitch.
I love that when the shapeshifter takes the thing out of the spine... Walter goes to stab him, but I loved how Walter closed his eyes like really tight before he did it. Like he didn't want to see what he was about to do. But that was those. I love the detail and the what would you say the how something as simple as this throwaway character of the shapeshifter Newton goes to him to do this, but they give the guy depth by he goes to visit his son and his. He's talking about monsters and how monsters are scary. And he goes, all monsters aren't scary. Some of them may even be your friend and have a heart and care about you and stuff. It was just kind of a heartbreaking scene. And then there's the scene where the guy goes back and Newton's like, you haven't shifted to someone else. He goes, I didn't have to. And he's like, well, I took care of your family. And he's like, what? And he goes, I didn't really. I wanted to see your reaction. And he's just basically like, you don't need me. I could just stay here or whatever. It was just, it was really cool, I thought. And it kind of, would you say it even tied into Olivia's feelings? Because Newton is kind of saying that she's going to fail what she's doing. She's not in deep enough. She's not, she doesn't have the balls to go for it all and to complete her mission.
Right. Cause she, yeah, and he can tell she's falling into that trap of Olivia Dunham's, the real Olivia Dunham's life.
And caring about Peter and Walter.
Yeah.
At least I think so. But she did kill that poor deaf guy in the last episode in me, or the episode before, where you think, oh, she doesn't have a heart or whatever. But I guess she does. It's
well,
like,
she can still have a heart and be a psychopath.
Yeah, because she thinks she has it in her mind. Okay, these people are the enemy. They destroyed my world. I can't care about them, you know? So, it's kind of like, I guess you can ignore it for a while, but this is, she's been around Peter and Walter a lot here. And I love that car chase, the high speed car chase too, where they're chasing Newton. And what was that weird stuff he put in his mouth that killed him? Newton, that little, it looked like,
it looked like a SIM card.
Yeah. SIM card or something. It was a virus, a retroactive virus.
I thought it looked like a film. Like if you take like a slide and take the cardboard off of it or something. Ah, remember the old slides?
Mm-hmm.
We used to take a lot of pictures at New Slides.
Who's we, sucker?
In old family slides.
Yeah, but, okay, they showed exciting clips to next episode. November 4th. I was like, November? No! It just came back! But I forgot the baseball playoffs. You got to have those and it takes up all of Fox. Damn. But man, this show has been great so far, hasn't it? It's awesome. Cuz I mean, when we lost, there's kind of that kind of show that we like is gone. I'm glad we still have Fringe.
What about this event? Are you still watching that?
I am. I'm 2 episodes behind. I'm actually behind on everything I watch except for
Smallville, Fringe,
Smallville. I just watch it for the show. I wouldn't be watching it if we didn't do a show. But there's a couple of shows that I watch regularly, and I'm kind of behind on a lot of other things. But Terriers, Bill?
God, yes.
Fantastic show. Gets better with every episode. If you haven't watched Terriers on FX, if you don't have FX, go to Hulu.com because they put each new episode on there.
But it's delayed almost like a week.
Yeah, but they could catch up now. If you haven't watched it, I mean, Sons of Anarchy, love that show. Watch it.
Yeah, it's been really good lately.
The night it comes on, it's a must watch.
Yeah.
And I'm
same here. I have to watch Terriers the night of just to give them the DVR numbers.
Right. And I just have to watch it. I want to know what's going to happen, you know. It's a great show. So watch Terriers, Steven. I know you watched an episode or 2 episodes.
I liked it. Just haven't. I forgot about who it being. I was going to ask if it was on, what it was on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I also do Amazon Video On Demand. You can subscribe to shows on there, and it's like $2 a show, and you can stream them right on your computer or on like a Roku. And I'll do that. I do that with like Nikita.
Nice. Nikita. And did you see that was a rerun? The hell, the show just came on and now they're showing reruns. There's a rerun last night.
Maybe it's like the Fringe thing where they're going on vacation for a little while.
Yeah, and maybe they have to, you know, keep doing filming episodes. But also there was the whole thing with I read that they're going to retool Nikita also, whatever
thank
that means.
God,
they're going to add more of a kind of,
I just know that that one guy, what's his name?
Shane West.
Oh, God, is he bad.
Just is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up
he
there
just
with
is.
Supergirl as an actor.
Well, I thought we were all a fan of Shane West.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith, and Wesson, and me.
That's right.
That's who we is.
Hell yeah. Jesus. All right, Bill, you ready to do some news? Oh, we lost Bill again. Great.
No, I'm here.
Bill, how much did you love Fringe, though?
I really, really enjoyed it. I like any time Walter gets to show some emotions.
And at the very beginning when he's tripping in front of the the other scientists.
That was a good line. She goes, he's, what was the term she used, Nina? Oh,
I forget, like.
Eccentric or something.
Yeah.
And he's Peter's like, no, he's tripping his balls off right now.
But I love he rotates the guy in his chair and he starts massaging him and then he kind of like smells his hair. That was great. Love Walter. All right, Bill, let's do some news. What do you say?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Party.
All right. Party time, Bill. Let's do some news. What do we got in the news?
First thing in the news is my father's in the kitchen making a snack. Would you like to say hi, Dad?
Whoa. There was a weird kind of like, what would you call that? Feedback or repeat?
A loop.
You were on a loop Bill.
Yeah, my connection tonight is for shit for some reason.
Nice, but tell your dad we said hi.
They say hi. Yeah, he's behind me opening a bag of chips, and I gave him his dirty look like, what are you doing?
Enjoy his snacks.
He will.
It's technologically this. It's right. Odorless. It's
No, it's not odorless. It should be a bag of chips. Should be smelling pretty good.
Australia... A woman home alone was terrified when she heard someone taking a shower in her house.
Oh, my God.
Northern Territory police later found a red-faced neighbor who was so drunk that he went into the house because he thought it was his own.
Rick.
I bet it was.
Raunchy,
it was.
Very raunchy.
That's why he didn't leave a voicemail. That's it. He was very apologetic, the superintendent said. The man got lost on the way to his house about 300 kilometers south of Darwin, Australia, on Wednesday night. He walked into the home, took a shower in an attempt to sober up. The 34-year-old woman was asleep upstairs. When she woke, heard the water running and frantically rang the police. When they arrived, they found the 42-year-old sitting on the woman's porch, dressed again. He said sorry to the police and woman many times. After realizing his mistake and was taken into protective custody to sleep off his big night. It doesn't sound like he was confused. It sounded like he just did it.
Yeah, he really needed a
shower. Because how are you going to go into someone else's house and go, oh, sorry. Whoa. Unless it's like row houses.
Do you think he's just like, I hadn't bathed in weeks. I really just needed a shower.
I smell like a hobo.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
Here's a cool story. The Colosseum's dungeons in Rome are being opened to visitors. Underground dungeons at Rome's Colosseum, considered to be one of the great feats of Roman architecture and where gladiators once locked in mortal combat, will open to the public for the first time next week.
Nice.
An upper area of the ancient monument that's been closed since the 70s will also be accessible to visitors. And offer them a rare view over ancient Rome's forum, Italian cultural ministry officials said. The opening of the underground chamber follows recent restoration work. It's the first time people will have the chance to go down into the places where games and shows were organized.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
That is awesome. I didn't realize that...
there were parts closed off.
Yeah, that there's no access.
And it says, the gate of death through which the bodies of the dead were carried outside the amphitheater is where the visitors will enter the bowels of the Colosseum.
Wow.
So I hope people take their little voice recorders and ask questions. Maybe they'll get Italian EVPs.
Oh, my God.
They wouldn't be able to understand it. It'd be Italian, right?
Well, you'd have to take it somewhere. Can you translate this?
Wait, I bet it would sound a little bit like this.
Fuck caldo qua.
Ah. Uh-oh.
Get Buddy to translate.
You were like digitizing there, Bill. It's crazy.
I know. You guys keep sounding the same way. All right. Steven can relate to this story.
Oh.
Police say the man was high on PCP when he decided to take his Chevy Celebrity off-roading in the upper loop at Seward Park in Seattle shortly before 6 p.m. The man spun out,
Steven,
busted his car up, then apparently disrobed and ran around the park.
It was hot.
Oh, God bless you.
We're told the police then received a report that witness spotted the naked man. He was in the park trying to have sex with his car.
Huh?
Officers arrived and arrested the man at the scene. And before you ask, it says they don't know. You're just going to have to use your imagination on this one. So I assume, how is he having sex with a car?
Hmm.
I would have to say tailpipe.
Yikes. I was going to say gas tank.
We're not going to fall for no bananas in the tailpipe.
It seems like neither one would really
be conducive.
Oh, and the car was driving too? Yikes. I think you're going to lose something there, buddy.
You dirty little...
All right, Boston officer Lieutenant Rink Santagello.
Rick Santa Jello.
Santa Jello, yeah.
So it's like Christmas Jello.
What
nice.
Is Santa's favorite Jello?
That's just awesome.
Would that be like lime and strawberry?
Yeah. It'd be red and green.
He said yesterday that a woman threw a bag of dog feces at a motorist.
Excuse me?
Her name has not been released, but she has admitted to tossing the doggy dung at a driver because she believed he was speeding.
I'm a woman!
The woman said, he said the woman initially contacted police last week and reported that she was walking her dog when she saw the motorist nearly hit a man on a bicycle.
God.
She said the motorist. They said the motorist contacted police the next day to report being struck in the face with the dog feces. Nice throw.
What else have you got back there?
Whoa! Get shit in the face, man. That
shouldn't have been driving with the window down.
Hey, gonads.
At least he didn't need any gonads.
The woman was charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon.
You guys ready to have some good food?
How is dog shit dangerous?
It was like really hard, kind of like...
I assume it just came out if she was walking her dog.
It is, I can't think of the word. Petrified.
Petrified dog
shit. Man, that hurt. That's basically
maybe
a rock.
Like saying he could get E. coli from it,
yeah,
or something.
I was just thinking, yeah, what kind of disease.
Did it fly in his mouth?
Well, it hit him in the face.
Yikes. That. Oh, okay.
Then you gotta clean your car up.
Come on. No.
Well, it's that time again. And for some people, it's like a celebration. The McRib is coming back.
Lord have mercy.
Nice. I've never eaten the McRib. I'm scared.
It's disgusting.
And they got that, like, one pickle slice on it.
Yes. It's not made from ribs.
Yeah, I'm a fan of ribs, so I'm not going to eat that monstrosity.
It says McRib fans' passions is stoked by the fact that the boneless pork ribbed shaped patty is only available for brief periods and at only certain locations.
I kinda cream my pants.
One McRib lover lover bought six on a recent trip to visit his parents in Nebraska, brought them back to his Minnesota home in a cooler, and drove 10 hours to buy the sandwich after hearing of the McRib sighting.
Piggy, sucker.
I love this quote. You don't know when it will appear.
It's like,
I don't care when it appears.
It's like Brigadoon of sandwiches. Yeah.
It's the girl who you are in love with, who's always been a tease to you.
But
it's making a big appearance on November 2nd, and McDonald's will sell the McRib nationwide for the first time in 16 years, but for only 6 weeks.
To me, you're nothing but dog shit. You understand?
It doesn't sell well all year long because people get tired of it. Yeah, because it tastes like shit.
A lot of things can happen to dog shit.
That's true.
That is.
I love how
it gets
flung at you while you're driving in the car.
Be careful where the dog shits you.
I love how he goes, your dog. He doesn't say your dog shit. He goes, you're a dog shit.
You're a singular dog shit.
Yeah, you're a dog shit. Be careful where a dog shits you. It's like, wow.
Don't look so puked out.
It says fans will certainly be excited, but not everyone is sold on the sandwich. One quote is, it's a conglomeration of pork waste, as far as I can tell.
Yum.
You know, I wouldn't have that much of a problem with it. I'm drinking a little too much tonight. I apologize.
Sea urchin gonads.
I wouldn't have a problem with it if they didn't try to shape it like it was a rib.
Yeah.
Like it's got indentations and it sticks out a little bit.
Garbage.
It has nothing to do with ribs. Don't try to make it look like a rack of ribs.
Yeah, it's like they basically take meat and shape it into ribs like in a press or something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything anymore.
Yeah.
I don't either. Not anymore.
Yum.
Oh, God bless you.
So horrible.
And finally, from the Fresno area, a person trying to exterminate black widows with a homemade open flame torch.
Nice.
Ignited a fire Friday afternoon that damaged a home's garage in central Fresno.
I'm an ignoramus.
No one was injured in the fire, but the torch ignited a combustible material causing the fire. No damage estimates were available. The fire displaced five adults.
Holy shit.
You know, when I see spiders or something, I just kind of hit them with a shoe.
Yeah, you know. It's like, whoa, flamethrower action.
In a garage, nonetheless.
I'll try to scoot them outside and keep them alive unless they turn on me.
unless they turn on. How do you know when they're going to turn on you?
They turn around and raise those two legs in the front.
Yeah, they come at you.
In the case
you're just
of
trying
it
to scoot them and they don't want to
widow.
Scoot to the right way. You know?
You dirty little.
If it's a black widow or like a brown recluse, you just kill it.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous to be left alive.
Yeah.
Well, especially.
I got my hooker boots on.
They have hooker boots on.
Well, I'd kill them for sure.
I hate
especially a daddy long leg with hooker boots.
Hooker boots.
That'd be an expensive outfit. All right, and that's news this week.
Well, thank you, Bill. We really like the news this week.
Who's we, sucker?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Tortuga. Sorry, I didn't mean to include those thugs in it.
Well, it's
Steven, you and
just I. Sitting behind you on the couch?
Yeah. Yeah. He just pipes in. No more royal we for me, okay? I really enjoyed the news this week, Bill.
Thank you.
So, Steven, okay, how's your head feel right now? How's your health right now? I just need to...
I'm good.
So, we're all good for the
Ready
song?
Ready for the DVD.
Who's we?
Sorry, it's just Steven doing it.
Come all on, right. Dude. You guys can pipe in.
All right, let's do some DVDs! Ow!
Let's do some DVDs!
DVDs!
DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, standard definition!
DVDs! Hell yeah, the DVDs, everybody!
Oh! I didn't know DVDs shattered like glass.
DVDs are shattering everywhere! Holy shit! Get a broom! Get a dustpan! All right, Bill, what DVDs do we have this week?
Before I mention DVDs...
Oh, look at that. Lord,
do you remember...
Mercy.
Pringles had a type called Cheez-ums?
Cheez-ums.
Yeah. They're just cheddar cheese Pringles.
That kind of creamed my pants.
Oh, but Jesus.
I always knew them as Cheez-ums.
That wasn't right.
But when I went to the store and I bought some tonight, they're called cheddar cheese Pringles now. What's with that?
Punk.
Huh, weird.
I'm looking it up just to make sure I'm not crazy. Yeah, here it is. Cheez-ums. Cheez-um Pringles.
Maybe it just wasn't
okay,
selling
so I'm not
well.
Insane.
Hmm.
All right. Say I just what? Had to make sure I was...
Uh-oh.
All right. DVDs for Tuesday, October 19th, 2010. Starting off with a Katherine Heigl film called Accidentally on Purpose.
Accidentally on Purpose. So,
Damn, you's a sexy bitch.
Or no, I'm sorry. That's not Katherine Heigl. Jesus. That's Jenna Elfman.
Lord have mercy.
Is it a film or a television show?
Wait, what is the show called again?
I drank way, way too many of these woodchuck ciders tonight.
What are they called?
It's woodchuck draft cider. It's hard cider, basically. It's basically beer made out of cider.
Whoa, nice.
And I'm fucking sauced. Oh, sorry. Jesus.
That stuff will get you amped up. Am I right?
Bill's on the sauce.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
So, okay, this movie has who in
it? No, it's not a movie.
Okay. The TV
not a movie.
The TV show is called what again?
Accidentally on Purpose with Jenna Elfman. And I think I remember this one. This is where she gets knocked up by some college guy that lives with a bunch of douchebags.
Oh, and have you ever heard this about her, Bill?
Yeah.
It's a rumor that she's a Scientologist.
Yes, and it's been confirmed.
I think everybody knows that Ellen.
I think she's the daughter of Danny Elfman, right?
No.
She actually...
She's married to one of the Elfmans.
Bodie Elfman is like Danny Elfman's nephew. Danny Elfman is not a Scientologist, by the way. But
thank God for that.
His nephew is into it, and he married Jenna, whatever her... maiden name is, and now she's an elf man.
Jenna Scientologist.
I'd like you to consider Scientology.
No.
That's from Riding with Death, right?
Yeah, it's from MST. That's awesome.
All right, so from now on, I'm going to concentrate harder and make sure I don't mess up again because I'm embarrassed.
No. Come on. Last week, Steven nearly died on the show.
So, I know, it's just...
This is an
these
improvement,
things are
right,
so
Steven?
Drinkable, and you just drink and drink and drink until the point where you don't realize you're completely drunk. It's basically drinking alcoholic apple juice.
He's drunk.
All right.
Oh, Bill, that's a weird laugh you got there.
Okay. Here's a film, and I know this is a film. I've seen this film. It's called Apocalypse Now, and it's on Blu-ray.
I've heard of that movie. I've seen that movie.
This is the end.
Yeah, and what's they're releasing it in a full disclosure edition, which has Hearts of Darkness in it.
Sweet. That's an awesome documentary. I'm going to almost say, okay, let's see if you follow me here, Bill. Yeah. Apocalypse Now, Hearts of Darkness, Troll 2, worst best movie. Come on. Very similar, that would, right?
That would be quite a quadrilogy.
Quadrilogy.
Twilight Zone!
Yes, it would be.
But I love Apocalypse Now. And when you see how much went into the editing of this thing, how it was a mess when you see Hearts of Darkness, or how, I guess I should say, how it came together. We're seeing footage that was uncut and they later cut into the film. That may be how every Coppola film is made, but it looked like it was going to be a disaster, didn't it? But when you when you watch the film afterwards and you see that opening sequence of the, you know, to the doors and this is the end and the edited footage all together, spliced together, you know, it's awesome. Just, you know, what it you can is. Do with filmmaking. It's just incredible.
It's kind of the same, you know, with the original Star Wars. It was a mess before editors were brought in to fix it.
Are you an assassin? Yeah, when you've sent me that old, I watched it, I don't know how long, but remind me what it's called. It's Star Wars, but it's like all these this cutout stuff. Luke has this
that classic edition or something.
Yeah, Luke has this goofy like safari hat on and it's really
that's
awful.
When he goes into Tashi Station.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is like Troll 2 type of Star Wars footage. It's like this movie would have sucked ass if all this stuff was in there.
And they had to bring in three different editors to get it back up to snuff.
George, you don't need this part where he goes to the store. He goes to Space 7-Eleven. You don't need this in the movie.
He goes to the Space Garbage. Circle K.
Yeah. Something was afoot there.
He doesn't need Slim Jims, no.
Rufus!
But, yeah, it's almost like, wow, I want to see this cool cut footage from Star Wars. And then when you watch it, you're like, I don't want to watch this. This is horrible.
Yeah, it's like, holy shit, he was that bad back then even.
When you realize how close it came to being a shitty movie, it's really scary. And it shows you how a great editor, when you see how great editing can just pull a movie together and make it incredible.
Yeah, what the hell's Quentin Tarantino going to do now losing Sally Mank?
I know. That's crazy. When we go to his movies now, it's going to be hard not to think, like, he's got a different editor now.
Who's we, sucker?
They don't care about editors. They don't care about no jive turkeys. All right, moving on. The Harry Potter films. The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
And the Goblet of Fire are getting their Ultimate Edition releases on DVD and Blu-ray.
The Prisoner of Azkaban, that's the best Harry Potter film, I think.
It is, easily.
It is.
Have you tried to watch the last one, The Order of the Phoenix?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's the first one that I thought was like, I've hung in there for
Wanderous.
Yeah, I've hung in there for all of them, Bill, but it's a bit anticlimactic, and this is why.
Aegon anti-microbial.
Yeah, that's what it had too much of.
Yeah, that and patent leather.
The breathable polyurethane.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not wearing anything that's polyurethane or breathable.
I breathe that all the time.
Which gives ease and comfort.
Jeeves. Ease and what? Jeeves. It gives what?
Which gives ease and comfort.
I love that. If you just watch that scene where how many times they show Trump and he's nodding no during the whole thing.
Oh, I have to watch that now. I'm pissed that I missed
read.
It.
He couldn't read.
He couldn't read. You're an idiot.
You are an illiterate moron.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
No, he should have said, give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that.
Give me off a... Oh, break me. Never mind. I'm confused now.
Huh. I have no idea, but they made a direct-to-video sequel to that Mirrors movie that Jack Bauer was in.
God. I guess it made it. Hey, we could make some extra dough off of this shit. This shitty movie. Okay.
Why do I know the name Nick Stahl?
We got a situation here.
Because he is John Connor in Terminator 3.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, here, Jack Bauer, I hate to tell you this. Any movie with haunted mirrors, here's what you do.
All right.
Grab a rock and smash the mirror. Yeah. The movie's over. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Smash the mirror.
Throw the mirror in a lake. It's at the bottom.
Damn it, Frank!
Yeah, damn it, Frank.
Then it'll get out of the mirror. What if the mirror smashed when it hit the bottom of the river?
Then it's broken down at the bottom of the river.
Then it'll start haunting fish. Those fish
we need
terrorized.
Those fish to eat.
Terrorized fish. Haunted fish.
Now that's a boring horror movie because unless it's like Finding Nemo, if maybe like Pixar did it,
because you can't relate to fish.
Yeah, it's really hard to.
Don't look so puked out.
All right, next Blu-ray and DVD is Predators.
Predators. Oh, that's a creepy name for a movie. Because I think immediately, like, child predators.
Sexual predators.
Yeah. That guy from Dateline. Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy. That would be a cool movie. Round up a bunch of pedos.
And hunt them?
And hunt them, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I wouldn't hunt them, but I wouldn't mind if somebody did that.
Well, have somebody hunt them.
Or it'd be, like, cannibals or something.
Kind of like that movie with Ice-T or Ice Cube or whatever.
Or you get some Jean-Claude Van Damme with long, was it braided hair or just curly hair?
It was braided.
Sea urchin gonads.
Okay, we're getting off subject there, Seagal. I don't know.
Yes, but Predators, it's out.
Now, everything I've heard about this is that it's... okay, cool meter is about 5, where the concept is cool, but it just kind of like stays at the 5 level, where it's like, you know, it's entertaining, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And it's nothing special.
Better luck next time, fool.
All right. Well, I'll try. Next Blu-ray is Psycho, the 50th Anniversary Edition.
A lot of things can happen to dog shit.
Hey, whoa, Callahan doesn't like Psycho. This isn't the Vince Vaughn version, right?
Hell no, God, no. No, no, no.
Wow.
Make a jerk out of yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I've got a great idea, Gus. let's
do Shot
Shot.
Shot. There's other films you could do that to, like Troll 2 or something.
Roadhouse.
Don't do Psycho, yeah. Why Psycho? You're going to remake that Gus Van Sant.
Who even approved it?
And why is there this part where he takes a shower with another dude, Bill? That wasn't in the original
After
Psycho.
After he plays a game of Doom.
Yeah, they're playing Doom. That didn't even exist back then. It just doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Every one of those damn movies, he's gotta insert that certain level of gayness. You can't
this
help
is not
himself.
Normal. Yeah, it's like, yeah, this movie's okay, you know, Hitchcock, but where's the gay stuff? That's what I want to know.
Is everybody gay?
You need to bring the gay Hitch.
Some peanuts. Lots of them.
Okay.
Confused. All right. Next Blu-ray is one that I will totally admit is really gay, but I might be slightly gay because I love it, and that's the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The 35th anniversary edition, nonetheless.
I kind of cream my pants.
Oh, dude. I went to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show with you, Steven. Gayest shit I've ever seen in my life. Wow. Wait, I know there's like some, you know, there's a, people go see it and they act it out or whatever, but whatever it was, I did not get it.
Is everybody really gay?
I want to see Troll 2 act out.
I think you have to be high.
I guess so.
Because I was high as a kite when I went to this little theater on the outskirts of Pittsburgh.
I was drunk off my ass. Do you remember that
scene? You were drunk. I see the guy, or guy we worked with, Gary, was with us.
He was like, oh, dude, he's wasted.
Is this the Twilight Zone?
But, you know, if you went with the right people, it'd probably be fun, right?
Yeah, because it was Gary and that other, his buddy.
Yeah, they were a little too into it, I thought.
And, whenever they asked,
they might have been a little into each other.
When they asked for the virgins, bitch. They started yelling, you know, pointing at
Gary. We got a couple of virgins here. Yeah, when you first show up or whatever. That's what that reminded me of in the documentary, Bill, when they get people who've never seen Troll 2 and they're like, we got some virgins over here. You know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah. That's never happened to me. When I went, we just went and had a good time. There was no calling out if it was a first time or not,
right?
But it was fun. It was and I've always kind of enjoyed a lot of the music from it.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, anytime I hear Time Warp, I almost have to get up and do the dance.
Nice.
This is one of those things, and I just watched this. I watched it this week, earlier this week.
Nice.
And then whenever I saw that they were actually doing a Rocky Horror Glee, I then punched myself in the balls and said never
you
again.
You punched yourself in the balls? Ow, that's got a hoit.
Well, it does. But it's, you know, a necessary thing.
Well, okay.
I just don't understand why Glee has to piss on everything I like.
Well, Bill, you've convinced me we are going to check it out.
Who's we, sucker?
You know, I forgot about this. When we were talking about The Apprentice, there's a scene to Next Week, Bill, where that guy, Clint, has the greatest line ever in the scenes to Next Week about that guy, Dave, who's the douchebag. He says this, and I have a box of Gobstoppers right here, by the way. I'm sitting here eating them while this happens.
You couldn't get a job as an Oompa Loompa making Gobstoppers.
I was like, awesome! You're right. It takes a lot of hard work to make Gobstoppers. There's no way that Yahoo could do it.
I thought it was just a machine.
It's Oompa Loompas.
And why have we never seen what the actual Gobstopper? Because in the movie, it's like this lumpy, multicolored thing.
It looks like an asterisk or something.
It does.
Or a jack.
A jack, yeah.
Or an asteroid.
We rarely want to know what that is.
Who's we, sucker?
I guess they're not interested, Bill. Okay, here's one movie I don't like, and that's also a musical. The really piss poorly, I guess, decided to make movie Romeo and Juliet, but not Romeo and Juliet, Romeo plus Juliet.
To me, you're nothing but dog shit, you understand?
Oh, is that the Baz Luhrmann film you're talking about?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. And I don't know, I wasn't the right age. I think, Bill, we had to be 15-year-old girls or something when that came out.
Even the 15-year-old girls would go see it and not understand a single word of it.
When I was in high school and we watched the Franco Zeffirelli Romeo and Juliet as we were reading, you know, Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, I got into it. I thought it was cool. And, you know, they did this kind of retelling of Romeo and Juliet with Claire Danes and Leonardo DiCaprio, and they had guns and stuff. And you would think that I would have gotten into that. I think the film is gorgeous, but I'm just saying.
Oh, it is.
It was like a bubble around the film, and I couldn't get in the bubble. I couldn't get into it, is what I'm trying to say.
Do you remember how much, like, publicity it got on MTV and all that back then?
Yeah. It was for, that age group, I guess. I don't know. But
it was huge.
But we just couldn't get into it.
No. It was we, sucker.
No, those guys totally got into it. I knew it.
They loved it. All right, one of my all-time favorite films on Blu-ray from Criterion, Seven Samurai. This is one of those movies I can sit down and just watch end-to-end over and over.
Totally. And I say that because I've heard that, and I haven't actually seen it. But, Bill, it's a perfect time to see it, right? On Blu-ray?
Yeah, you do. You have to rent it. You'll never even – it's kind of like – it's a 207-minute film, but it doesn't feel like it. It's but so well done. The characters are so well realized. It's just a lot of fun. It's a great movie.
I've heard that Seagal has seen it a lot of times.
Yeah, well, that's where he learned all about the samurai.
Great samurai killed when they have to.
Samurai.
Samurai.
Wow.
They ate gonads.
All right, dude. We know samurai you ate gonads. They eat sea urchin gonads. I had no idea that sea anemones had balls.
Well, they do according to Steven Seagal.
You guys ready to have some good food?
I thought they were like the asexual reproduction.
All right, guys. Let's see some testicles over here.
Sea urchin gonads.
He yes, made that up.
They're internal.
He had no idea what it was. That's why he said that. He was like, hey, what is this, Seagal, Steven? And he's like, sea urchin gonads.
Looks like a gonad. It's a sea urchin gonad.
I'm a gonad.
I dare you to eat it.
I did that, Mr. Harris. All right.
The last Blu-ray is probably the one I'm most excited about this week. And that's Video Games Live Level 2. And this is where they perform video game scores. They go on tour around the States and even overseas, and they perform different songs from different games with a full orchestra.
It's an orchestra playing music from video games.
Yes.
And they play the fantastic, like, music from like Final Fantasy and stuff like that, right?
Halo.
Oh, dude. That sounds just awesome.
Yeah, they
Donkey Kong.
What would that even sound like?
Dun 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 dun. Bom 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 bom. That would sound awesome.
That's Mario Brothers.
Oh. What did I say? Donkey Kong. Oh yeah. Dude. Dun-na-na-na-dun-na-na-na-dun-na-na-na. I guess that would kind of go on for a while. Dun 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 dun.
There you go. That's it. I don't know how they'd extend that into a full song.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Sorry.
I'm trying to look to see what's on it.
Give me a break.
I'm afraid to because I don't want my connection to shit.
I want, I want some the Metal Gear theme. I was going to say some Resident Evil music.
This is what's in the.
You're right, Bill. It did break up your signal. Okay.
This is what's on Video Games Live Level 2.
Okay.
The Legend of Zelda Suite.
Awesome.
Baba Yetu, which I have no idea what that is.
Baba O'Reilly?
I know that one. Revenge and Redemption. I don't know what that's from. If they're not telling me what it's from, I don't know what it's from.
Red Dead Redemption?
Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross. I know those. I played them.
I don't know the music. You still there, Bill? Shit.
Man, he's
still there. Gone. Oh, the call dropped.
Well, let's see. This is really great.
So we know Bill shouldn't look at websites. It's not working. Stuff like that.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Where is
Please
he?
Please leave a message
just there.
After the beep.
Hey, Bill, we were just talking about that video game DVD. So give me a call back. We can finish talking about it. All right, later.
He's going to have a bunch of messages.
All right, I'm going to try to call him again. I probably didn't wait enough. All right, and calling.
It's technologically this. It's right. Odorless. It's a...
Huh? Wow.
It's like watching a horse die.
It is. I've never watched a horse die. Don't you just walk up and shoot it and it's broken its leg or something?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He must have to reboot.
He really shouldn't have looked on his laptop.
Should have went with that gut feeling.
This isn't about comedy.
It is.
It's all about the comedy. You know what I'm saying?
Cut his thumb off.
We think it's about the comedy.
Have I ever told you about dragons, Steven?
Which is a magical, mystical animal.
That's right. All right, I'm going to attempt to call him now. And it says calling. If it doesn't immediately connect, I know we're screwed. It's going to go to voicemail. It's going to be that English lady. The person you're trying to call. Wasn't this our last DVD, by the way?
Yep.
Come on!
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
How was your call?
Call was fantastic. Okay. Whatever that's about. Yeah! Awesome. Is Bill back yet? Random music. I want to talk about this final DVD, Steven.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Yes, exactly. Right, Steven?
The person who was trying to...
Damn it! Damn it to hell. It's impossible to hear that without starting to air guitar
it.
Yeah, because it sounds so awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
Billy, you ingenious son of a bitch.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And
I know. Wow, that was crazy, wasn't it, Steven? Do you remember that sudden impact at the very beginning? It has that horror, that scratching music. That was awesome, yo. All right, Steven and Bill, Invisible Bill, thank you for listening, everybody, to the show. We appreciate it. It was awesome. Hopefully next week Laura will be back. Hopefully Bill's internet won't be like this. But if you'd like to go to nowheremulberry.com, you can find a link to our forum. Also call 1-206-202-3491, and you can call our voicemail. Send us an email at dimpodcast@gmail.com. Also on nowheremulberry.com, you can find a link to us on Twitter. Huh? Mm-hmm. Steven, you tweeted this week.
I did. Twice.
And
I did at the beginning of the show before.
Nice. What did it say?
It said, join us live with Nowhere Mulberry.
Nice.
Tonight.
Join us most of the time during tonight, I guess. No, we've been here the whole time, right?
We have been.
We've all been here.
Who's we, sucker?
You were here too.
Yeah, good times. But yeah, good times and great wine, right? Also, you could join us on the Facebook. Yeah, stuff like that. I have no idea if we'll ever hear from Bill again. That's what I'm getting at. Last week, Steven, you left abruptly. This week, Bill did. Bill's
Except Bill's not ill.
Yeah, he just he has sick internet, sick. I think.
His internet had an aneurysm.
Oh, my gosh. Bill, come on. We miss you.
Who's we, sucker?
Oh, those guys don't miss you, though, Bill. Those guys are rude. Who even asked them, right?
Make a jerk out of yourself.
I know. All right, come on. We can't end like this, Bill. Where are you? Where are you? This is painful.
Try it again.
Do you think this is painful?
Yes.
It is. I mean, I don't know what to do at this point.
Get out of there! It's a trap!
Oh my god, it's a trap! Oh dear, what's
going on? Get off me!
Bill got attacked.
The zombies are attacking Bill.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
All right, Steven, I think that's our cue to leave.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Pretty screwy ending. But you know what? We made the best of it. We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Yes. And we'll have fun again next week.
Hell yeah.
You couldn't get a job as an Oompa Loompa making gobstoppers.
Oh, dude. Hardcore insult, man. Can you believe that, Steven?
Can't believe he insulted him that one.
Wow. Tune in next week when we...
Hey, go next.
What?
I'm not eating them.
Who's we, sucker?
That's right.
Those guys aren't eating no gonads. All right, everybody. See you next week.
Got 20 seconds to get out of town.
Oh, crap. Start running, Steven.
I'm out of here.
Letter, leather. The breathable polyurethane. In a biscotti color. Aegean antimicrobial.